please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. DDS. Welcome to the program, episode 36B of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in here on a chilly Los Angeles day, but the sun is out, and the torrential downpour that we were going to get never really came. Just kind of rained and misted all day yesterday. We didn't get the 3 days of storm. Maybe it's still coming. I don't know. I'm not a weatherman.
Apparently, it's going to rain all next week.
Is that the week that's going to wear your rain?
That's what I heard.
Rain. I can't. A lot of songs have the words rain in it, and you can look those up on your own time. don't have any interest in listing them, but Oliver does have a funny bit about, I've said it before, about how Creedence Clearwater Revival has two songs about rain, where one of them is, I want to know, will you ever stop the rain? And one of them is, have you ever seen the rain? He goes, I've seen it, and he wants to stop it. whatever, Oliver doesn't have much better. Oliver, by the way, has two great stories to tell the next time he's here. I do not want to tell them.
All right.
Because they're his stories, and B, it'll be funnier coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
We wish him luck, as we do all young people. He had a little mouth surgery yesterday, Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had some gum issue that needed to be solved before he grew any more. I don't really – it had to be done.
Uh-huh.
But he's fine. He went to school the next day. But, you know, if you look at the before and after, like – The doctor said to me, do you want to see the before and after? I go, no, I don't. Not really. And then she said, okay, well, here's the before. And then here's what we did. But, you know, that'll all heal. I was like, well, it fucking better. Because, you know, he's not going to have that in his mouth his entire life. And then I said, you don't want to show this to Oliver. And Oliver goes, what's going on? I go, you don't want to look this way. And he goes, oh! and luckily he did not. He's very squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those days when I was there, I saw this particular med center has a lot of dentists in it and a lot of mouth surgeons in it. Orthosurgeon, whatever they're fucking called. What are they called?
Orthodontists are braces.
It's not orthodontists. They're instead of DDS, they're DDMs. Which I believe that also makes them DJs out in Coachella.
Sure.
What is it? Is it ortho? It can't be orthosurgeon. That doesn't sound good to the ear at all.
I can't think of the. And I didn't have to go through any of that.
Orthopedic surgeon?
That's feet.
That's feet. Yeah, that's going. You're going down low now.
I'm looking for it. And they're all coming up as oral surgeon.
Well, that's it. It's oral surgeon. All right. So I was waiting to pick up waiting for Oliver. The procedure took about 90 minutes, and I was waiting. And in the meantime, I saw maybe a 13-year-old boy come out in a wheelchair crying.
Jesus.
And just oh, and I'm like, what the shit's going? And so I thought, I didn't think it'd be that. But I literally thought it would be me guiding Oliver to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm waiting, I hear him making jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, thank Christ. He is. And then he was a little out of it, but he was just, you know, but he was fine. But seeing that poor kid, I don't know what they did to that kid.
Yeah,
they may have extracted a tooth, and maybe that's tough for a small boy. I don't know. I didn't have teeth extracted. What?
Oral and maxillofacial surgeon? Does that?
Now you're thinking of that Beatles song. Maxwell Solar Hammer. You're thinking of that, Garen. That's not helpful to this conversation at all. It could be that. Yes, Garen. There's a lot of people that work on the mouth.
Endodontist?
Yeah. I'll just say yes so it stops. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's it. What is DDS? DDS is Doctor of Dental Surgery? Surgery? No, that can't be it.
Science, maybe?
Doctor
Science?
Of Dental Surgery.
Oh. It is. And then, so what's a DDM? Doctor of...
It's DMD.
Or it's DMD.
Doctor of Medicine and Dentistry or Doctor of Dental Medicine.
Okay.
So. They're the same degree. I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
They're the same degrees. They just flip the letters.
I see. That's interesting. Then why do they send you? I guess one just specializes in you specialize in different things, and they send you to the... your DDS will send you to the DMD, and then you go to the
DMV.
DMV,
and then you go to the DMZ and talk to Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, then you say BFD to this whole bit.
Hey,
big fucking deal.
General dentist.
Just smash my fingers between my knee and the table.
Oh,
just smash my fingers
no.
between the knee and the table. Just smash my fingers between the knee and the table.
Whatever it takes to get off this dental
oh,
thing.
Oh my god,
it's worth it.
Oh, the tip of my fucking fingers. God
what is a finger surgeon called?
A dentodontist?
Oh, man.
Yeesh.
I'll be all right. Man, that was just all the effort, you know, all the power of your knee smashing this little thing against the wood. My God. And then the cuticle got right at the edge of the wood, so everything went wrong. God damn it. By edge of the wood, I mean, if I heard on. Speaking of health things, I got the measles vaccine on Sunday.
Yeah.
It turns out that, first of all, I want the boost because I'm going to be traveling. That's and I am going into Texas, which, of course, I already got the vaccine to keep my exes away. You know that. And then I got the...
what's that vaccine called? Age?
Yeah. Age. Relevance. It turns out that if you were born, and I may get these dates wrong, but if you were born between 1963 and 1967, you should definitely get the vaccine because the vaccine from those years, ineffective.
Whoa.
And so.
That's weird.
Kind of your whole life, my whole life, I've been maybe not covered for them.
But it didn't really matter.
It didn't matter because.
Until now.
Right, until now. So when I read that, I was like, well, you know what? I probably should get it done anyway. And so I went and got it done, and I had a bounce around because everybody's out of it because everybody's kind of going through this little panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found a pharmacy that had it. I also was due to get my Hep B. So they gave me that. And I said to the guy, I don't know if I want to get these both at the same time. And he's like, well, we'll put one in one arm, one in the other. I'm like, that's not my concern.
Still the same body.
My concern is that maybe it's a little bit of vax overload, even though you can get up to four vaxes at a time or, you know, whatever it is. There's some.
But if each of them lays you a little bit low, then it stands to reason that two together would make you really not feel good.
That's what I was getting at. And he just wasn't understanding. Don't give a shit about the arms.
Yeah.
In fact, I want you to put them both in one arm. So I have one side I can lay on. it turns out. So I got it Sunday. I was fine through the podcast on Monday.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got home, it hit me. And it was, I will not say it was anywhere near as bad as COVID, the first time we got the COVID vaccines. But it was still me in the fetal position with chills and sweating.
Jeez.
And it turns out, you know, the measles vaccine is it's a live vaccine or, you know, whatever.
A live culture.
Live culture, yeah, as opposed to other, you know, COVID is not.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, they give you the measles, basically, in low dose, and your body fights it. And it was fighting it. And then I was not good all day Tuesday as well. And I had the little bit of an allergic reaction to it where I was itchy with hives and my throat closing up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so took care of that at the doctor. And I would, you know, if you're born between those years, I recommend getting it.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I wonder how they figured that out. And why? Why did that happen? Also, did I read that correctly? That's always on the table that I, you know, was skimming. Like, who should I looked up who should get the measles vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically say, you know, you get it as a baby, you're good for your life. Mm-hmm. Because, as you pointed out, we don't need it anymore.
Yeah, well, that the herd immunity is part of it. It might also just be one of those things that once your body has built an immunity to it, it lasts. I don't know.
I wonder if we're going to start having like if you go to another country, you may have a thing that says you should get this vaccination because you're going to this country.
Yeah. Well, that does that. When we went down to Mexico, we had to get Hep A, and because I, in fact, I just looked at that thing because I wanted to see if I if we got the measles, because it's three. It's measles, mumps, and rubella.
Rubella, yeah.
It's those three. So I wanted to see if they gave us that, and when we went in 2015, they did not.
Yeah.
But we did get three other. Tetanus was one, right? Wasn't tetanus? Yeah, tetanus was one.
I think so. I don't really remember.
Hep A, and then some other one. So what's your point?
So I wonder if we're going to have to start having that for states.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, if I say this 40% joking, if you're going to Texas, I would get it done.
It seems like if you're like anywhere in the South, basically.
Yeah. It's popping up, man.
Yeah.
But luckily, as my wife pointed out, Robert Kennedy suggests drinking castor oil.
Lovely.
Very helpful.
It's very tasty.
So I guess leeches is right around the corner. For this fucking moron. You morons that voted for this fucking... I know we go off on this now. As I said, we weren't going to talk about it, but we just had that, I guess, what was supposed to be the State of the Union, which was just him apparently doing a campaign speech to defeat Biden in an upcoming election, because it was all him blaming Biden for things and how he's going to be better than Biden. It's like, dude, move forward.
Yeah.
And also, he avoided Medicare and grocery prices because he knows he's fucking that up, and Social Security, he's fucking all that up, which is why Al Green got kicked out.
Yeah.
But by the way, that's not the same Al Green that sang that song, which was very disappointing.
I was surprised too. I think, is that Al Green still alive?
No, he's not.
Yeah, that would. I thought there was a ghost in the chambers.
No, that's our boys, the police. That's in the machine. That's also the machine. Could be big government's called the machine from time to time.
Sure,
is it? That's what happens.
You could rage against it.
Sure, you got the Big Red down in Cincinnati. Big Red Machine. That's their nickname. Was their nickname in the 70s. I don't know if they still call themselves that.
I saw an article about, these are popping up. And it's hard to know what to believe. It's all kind of anecdotal, but there's polls. You know, there's this whole sort of amorphous idea that there's people who voted for Trump who regret it.
Yeah.
And on the ground, it seems very difficult to find those people, like in your own, like just whatever you're doing. I just look on forums and people are like, the only people I know who support Trump are doubling down, if anything. So it's like, where are these people who are like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, they have stories. You can see polls and you can read stories where they talk to people who say they regret it. And one of them, this is, to me, is the most mysterious of the types of people who might regret it. One of them was a woman who said, she voted for Trump after her preferred candidate, Robert Kennedy, dropped out and supported him. I'm like, so you're like somehow doubly
you're
stupid.
Double nuts.
Yeah, it's insane. Like that's just the gymnastics you have to, or just, I don't know, just the level of misinformation you have to be soaking in to go, this is my guy, but
but he's out and now I'm gonna go with this other wackadoo.
But then it's 6 months later come around to, boy, I really think I messed up here.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, but your guy's in the thing now,
right? So
drink your castor oil and be happy.
But maybe this woman is like, well, at least he's doing what I wanted him to do on that front, but all these other things I think are terrible.
Well, I think that's the
which is consistent, I guess, because like Robert Kennedy, a nut job, he would not be doing all the insane things Trump is doing. Mm. He'd be doing different things.
Yeah.
But
maybe we should have voted for him.
He wouldn't be like pulling support from Ukraine and like trying to stop USAID.
He wouldn't be yelling at the guy.
Yeah. Although maybe he'd try to stop USAID.
I mean, he has trouble yelling, but
I don't know if he's yelling at the Ukraine guy. I don't see him acting like a child.
Well, he has trouble raising his voice.
That was my point.
More of a growl.
Yeah. But I wonder, because the good part of RFK was the fact that he was going up against big companies, right? So he might be isolationist too.
And he was an environmental lawyer. So like, you would think he would be looking out for like, hey, don't dump that sewage in our drinking water type stuff.
But he also knows Russia invaded Ukraine.
We assume he knows that,
right?
We assume he believes it.
Yeah. Right. By the way, going back to the people all the people I've seen that they are interviewing that have that regret voting for Trump are people that have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And they're all like, or farmers who are like, oh, now Yeah. I can't sell my things because of this guy, or now the tariffs, this.
I didn't think the leopards were going to eat my face.
See, that's what it is. That's you nailed it. It's that. It's like, oh, I've got some special Trump shield around me. This will not affect me,
right.
What he wants to do. It'll affect them. It's going to affect the immigrants,
yeah.
these immigrants, and all the fentanyl coming over from Canada. 43 ounces is what came over.
Well, that was one of the poll questions was like,
pounds? It could have been 43 pounds, but go ahead.
It was about immigration, and it was an insanely high number of people who were just like, I support deporting illegal immigrants who have a criminal record, but not just indiscriminately deporting everybody. And guess what?
Guess what?
So RFK Jr. In September said he believes the United States helped provoke the war.
Okay, so he's fucking nuts.
And that Vladimir Putin isn't trying to take over parts of Europe.
Okay, he's fucking nuts.
And he's rejected any U.S. involvement in Ukraine. That was in June of 2024.
All right, oh, wow. Okay, I was going to say, because anything he said after he joined the Trump campaign, it's like, whatever the fuck.
He's a company man.
He's spineless and has no, ethics or moral compass, apparently.
You know what he does have? He's got more of a spine than his wife.
Yeah.
We know that. All right, well, Garen, thank you. That's good news. By that, I mean information. Good information. Not good news. That's good information to have. So we
good news. Another fucking whack.
Good news.
Job.
Another wackadoo in that fucking administration.
Good.
Well, best of luck. So good news is, though, this Sunday is daylight saving. And I believe we spring ahead 4 years. Is that how that works? Is that how magical this one's going to be? I did see this meme, by the way. And I know this is not. This was on Blue Sky. And don't attack me for this, listener, who, by the way, I just want to say this. I can't be more clear. I'm adopting Scott Aukerman's rule. I don't give a fuck what you think about this week's show. Listen or don't listen. That's it. You don't have to email me that something hit your ear wrong. You've been listening to the show long enough. You know where we're all coming from. Shut the fuck up. There was this, and again, this is I am just the messenger. There was the I believe it was a congresswoman who had the sign next to Trump that said she was standing behind him with the little sign that says "This is not normal."
Yeah,
and somebody posted, "You're right there. Shoot him in the head. You'll never be closer."
Oh gosh!
And it made me laugh. And it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Now that guy probably is in jail now.
Yeah,
because that's a dangerous thing to say. That's why I chose to say hit him in the back of the head with a golf ball.
Yeah, and that's
like fired out of a cannon.
Pardon?
Fired out of a cannon.
Sure. Fine.
Yeah. Yours was vague about who you didn't say who you're talking about, and it didn't necessarily imply murder or assassination. It was just like, please. Just. But anyway, the it's funny how those types of jokes are becoming more and more prevalent. And look, political violence is wrong. It's bad. It's not a solution to anything. But I will say this. Nobody, like, you could go back in time and at any point in history leading up to 1939, there would have been people saying, oh, you can't kill Hitler. That's it's wrong. What you're saying is wrong. But like, it obviously with 2020 hindsight, everyone's like, no, the correct thing would have been to kill Hitler. Yeah. Obviously, killing Hitler would have solved a lot. It would have prevented millions of deaths and it would have, ended a war that didn't need to happen. But the problem is when you're living through history, you can't say, well, clearly this is where it's going. We can only say there are lots of signposts indicating this is where this is heading. But we don't know what will come of it all until it happens. And so you can't just preemptively say, please whack this guy because it's the best solution to the fucking problem.
Well, they've tried. They tried to whack. COVID tried to take him.
I know.
Don't worry, the Democrats have their auction paddles, so
my man. Good. Come on, man. Do something. Push your fucking glasses up and do something.
Somebody in the Democratic Party is going to have to risk their career in order to get something done. And that's to me, that's the problem, is that they're just as beholden to who pays for their campaigns as everybody else, and so they're not willing to take a risk that they might lose their job. I talk with Ira about some of this stuff, and I'm reminded of in Australia when they banned guns, a lot of the people in whatever their parliament or whatever, they voted for it, and then they got voted out because people were mad. But then years later, everybody says, oh, it was a good policy. We're glad we did it. Mm. And meanwhile, those people, their political careers, almost all of them were ruined.
Right.
But they were like, yeah, this is the right thing to do. And I don't care whether I get elected again.
And you're saying we don't have any of that.
I don't think so. No,
I don't think
very
we do
much.
Either. Not even a shifty shift.
Well, they're all clinging to the delusion that there's some possibility that we can return to some kind of normalcy. It's like it's mind-boggling that they could see what the Republican Party does to gain and hold power and then still come back with, oh, I'm point of order, sir. It's like, stop that, fucking playing tiddlywinks when they've got their finger on the nuclear codes.
To me, it's like when you play Monopoly, there's like a house rule where if you land on free parking, you get money from the middle.
Yes.
And the Republicans are taking that money and the Democrats are going, well, that's not in the rule book. So we're not going to take that money.
I like that analogy.
You know, and
except for I would amend it to say the Republicans are flipping the fucking table over and then pissing in your face.
And then they're still rolling the dice.
Yeah.
There are two outspoken Democrats right now. It's Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, yeah, I like her.
And AOC.
Yeah. That's it.
Nobody else is doing a fucking thing.
Well, Bernie's also
Bernie's walking on the street making fucking TikToks. He ain't doing shit.
I like his speech,
I agree
though.
With Guerin.
Every single one of them should have stood up and walked out of that chamber.
Well, certainly Elizabeth Warren should have the second that he called her Pocahontas.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you have the balls to say that to her face? You're an asshole.
It's yeah. And they let him paint them as the villains, and they just sat there and fucking took it.
I know, but they were wearing pink.
You're right. I should have.
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you. He will occasionally voice his thing. Pete Buttigieg certainly does, although he's not in politics at the moment. But yeah. But Adam Schiff will occasionally, but never strong enough.
These guys are their plan seems to be let this guy do all these horrible things, and then the American public will go, wow, that was horrible.
And then
what? It's like what's part C of that plan? Because by the time that happens, we won't have any power or leverage anymore. So It's like, great, you did it. You turned the American public against our new fucking dictator who doesn't care about laws and rules.
Mm. God damn it. The fucking Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security is very realistically going away. Yeah. And that's ridiculous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you, I mean, if you're, I mean this sincerely, if you're sitting in a 1,000 square foot house in Tennessee and you voted for him and you're relying on your insulin and sorry, you're fucked. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And we're fucked as we get older.
They will understand it when it happens.
And then they're going to go, I don't know what happened. You know what happened. You voted for him because you were able to use the N-word in public and nobody was going to yell at you anymore. Or the R-word, you morons.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to take their guns. I hope they're ready for that.
You think he's taking guns?
100. Roger Stone. There's a letter that came out from Roger Stone. We should start restricting who has access to guns. The good guys, us. And I don't even remember what the fuck it said. But that. Within a year, that will start happening. Watch. And then they'll lose their minds. But it's too late.
Right.
It's too late.
Hilarious.
You think they're going to take their guns?
100%.
That seems very confident, Garen. You're at
100%. 100%.
All the percent.
It sounds like you want to put a bet on it.
You want to put a bet on this?
I'll put money on it.
What are you going to do? Put a bunny on it?
Yeah.
You're going to go to the pet shop and get
a
rabbit?
Money, yeah. We're not betting animals here.
I'll bet an animal. I'll bet a goat.
I got a street cat I can bring here.
Let's do it.
Our cats, by the way, we got Benjamin and Sunkist. Xavier is gone, and we hope to God that a family took him in. That's our hope, because the other option sucks. But we have Benjamin, and Alex comes around from time to time, too, but he's not our two in our backyard. And all of a sudden, Benjamin... who's a girl. We've known that. Benjamin's a girl, but we didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm. And Sunkist is a boy, but Benjamin's fixed. We thought Sunkist was, and now they're in the backyard fucking. And Danielle, I heard Oliver and Danielle yelling at out the window, and I'm like, what are they yelling at? And they're like, Sunkist is on top of Benjamin. And then yesterday, Danielle takes, they're at it again. And we're pretty sure Benjamin's not into it. And that it's all about Sunkist. wanting to get down, and a lot of meowing in the last few days.
I don't know enough about animal husbandry, as that one's called. So it's definite that Benjamin, like, could he be doing that even if Benjamin were fixed?
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe that's happening.
Yeah, it could. I think that's called rape.
I know. I'm saying, like, would a male cat do that to a female cat if they were not in heat?
That's the question, right? I mean, right. But we know Benjamin for a fact. We know is fixed.
Yeah.
So we know Benjamin cannot be in heat.
Right.
So, or are they still in heat if they're fixed? They can't be, right?
I don't know enough about it. Depends on what they take out when they do that.
I think
you lose all?
But you can't take out. I would assume you can't take out the equivalent of cat ovaries because they need that to regulate the rest of their body. So if they just do something to the uterus to make it not function, then it's possible that they still go through the process of heat.
Or they tie the tubes.
But it doesn't look like Benjamin's in heat. I'll say that. It looks like Sunkist is. And
the female cat would probably make a lot of meowy noises.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of meowing, but it's coming from the male.
Yeah, gotcha.
The male's saying, let's go.
I don't know if Benjamin's not into it, couldn't Benjamin fight back? And
Benjamin usually does fight back, but then all of a sudden, when it comes to this, Benjamin seems very docile.
Well, maybe Starkus is just a very wonderful lover. Sunkist.
Starkus.
Oh, sorry, let me interrupt for a second. Noted Batman villain Roger Stone said that memo was fake.
Ah, so you want to drop your percentage down?
90%. 90%. He's going to have to do that.
Within a year?
Before his administration ends, he will try that.
That is not...
That's my guess.
First of all, I don't want you here in 4 years. we already said we're betting Bunny and Goat. How much you want to bet?
I might go down to a hamster. I don't know if I want to throw a bunny on it. Maybe a hamster.
Yeah, you might want to go...
I mean, it would be one of the only smart things this administration has done, because if they seem to be intent on pushing it to a point where people will get the pitchforks out. And when I say pitchforks, I mean rifles. When I say rifles, I mean 9mm Glocks.
It will take one more attempt for that to start happening, I think.
Well, you're suggesting one more attempt on his life, and then they'll take guns
with a gun. Yeah.
Well, let's go.
I mean, in the long run, that it would be a good thing.
Would be a good
guns
thing.
Should be massively more controlled, but maybe after we're able to revolt if it gets to that point. But who knows?
I did see that he does want to go to a national holiday for election day.
That'd be all right.
But that's the only day, according to the only day you could vote. And it's got to be in person.
With an ID.
So it's
not good.
It's not good. It's in theory, part of it's good. Yeah. The idea of it being a holiday. Yeah. And maybe not a fucking Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Although if it's a holiday, it could be a Tuesday. You get my point. But
yeah.
And more, I think more people, obviously more people would go.
Mm-hmm.
But would they? Because you were able to do it from your fucking couch.
I feel like you could kill two birds with one stone here. With the ever-increasing popularity of Halloween, let's just make Halloween a holiday and also the day we all vote. Or the day after Halloween is the day you have off. You know what I mean? Because everyone's hungover. So, like, you have the Halloween night, and then the day
then
of the
November
dead.
November 1st.
November 1st is election day.
Done.
Every time.
Love it.
Easy.
Love it. I'm in.
And if it's a Saturday, fine. You vote on Saturday.
And when you say Tuesday, you're killing Roger Stone in this?
Well, yeah, before he pollutes Gotham City's water supply. Yeah.
Shoot him in his weapon-riddled derby. He's got something going on up there. Those glasses got lenses in them, right? He's got something going on, that fucking weirdo. We wish him luck, as we all do, all psychopaths. We hope they get the help they need.
I think
might be too late.
I will give some credit, I guess, to him for the stunts he did with making that kid a Secret Service agent. That was very touching and heartwarming. Great. But it also was 100%.
It was all, performative.
Performative.
Yeah. He's taking money away from cancer research. What monster does that?
But they're out there saying, look at these evil Democrats that can't even stand up for a kid with cancer.
They didn't stand up for the fucking concept, you morons.
Yes, it was a touching moment. Yes, it was a cool thing. Also, it was completely performative. It was taking advantage of this kid and his joy to distract us from, it's the keys. He's dangling keys in her face.
On Van Nuys?
Yeah.
That's a local joke. There's a keys. That's where I bought my Hyundai. Never again.
Wait a minute. Is that what that movie meant? Don't you know a clown can get away with murder?
Yes. All these years later, we figured it out.
There it is.
Because he is a clown. He wears enough makeup.
Sure.
How is that not a deal breaker for these homophobic idiots?
All the makeup he wears?
All the makeup he wears. Like, you think that alone would be enough to make them not...
You know what I think is fascinating, speaking of his hue, is that with all of the crazy hero worship of this guy, like that you don't see anyone else painting themselves orange. Like that's the next step, is like other people are gonna start showing up. If you start seeing other people looking orange, then it's official. I mean, it's already official.
Didn't that woman do it for that Looper, whatever her name is, that Loomer? I think
Lauren
she went
Loomer.
I think she went orange for a little bit.
Okay, huh.
But I think she's turning on him.
Interesting.
I think she was told she can't fuck him anymore, and so she she's turning on him.
That's that lady, I forgot.
Yeah, she's nuts. They're all fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Wish them luck. Wish everybody luck.
Wish us luck. We're the ones living in this fucking shithole country.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, a lot of countries are starting to have these kinds of problems.
It doesn't, but that is true. Yeah, it seems to be a global trend.
I was down at Redondo Beach yesterday. For a doctor's appointment. Uh-huh. And still a lot of... and this is what angers me. There's still... a lot of flags up with Trump signs in the because you know that's Orange, you know, that's not Orange County, that's all, but it's rich white assholes for the most part, and yes. So there's a lot of Trump signs down there, and when I say bothers me, first of all, it bothers me in general that that's happening, but is that the flag, you know, we talked about it before, is like they've taken the flag,
yeah,
and if I fly the flag now, my neighbors just assume, you know, would assume, oh, that's it. I know I would if I saw a guy riding his flag, and
yeah. Well, look, I pulled a Jimmy Parter today. I involuntarily blurted something out because of a pickup truck was driving next to me and kind of in front of me. And in normal times, you would see a truck or any vehicle with what looks like just basically an American flag with "We the People" across it. And you go, there's a nice person who loves his country. We see it now. You go, I did the Pardo. I said, you're in a cult.
Because I got news for you. He is.
Yeah. And it wasn't just that. He had like a million stickers on the back windshield that were all increasingly disturbing. Yeah. So, yeah, it just it's so fucking weird to live through this thing where it's like in our lifetime, the flag went from being like, OK, it's just an innocuous representation of our country. We all live here. It's fine. We disagree about things, but we all support the concept of America, I guess. Now it's like, oh, I have to be worried about you because of that.
I agree. I think that's the one thing that's going to keep Canada from not joining us, is that you can't add that extra star on that flag. You can't go 51.
Well, it'd be 50 stars and then one maple leaf.
Yeah. <that's> All right. Then you know what? Then I'm on board. And that's never happening, you whack jobs.
Yeah.
Because why would it? Speaking of which, we finally watched SNL.
I only saw like for the first few sketches.
The cold open was decent. Mm-hmm. The Trump impression was good, and actually they nailed a couple of good things on there. It was pretty funny, and then it went downhill fast. It was painfully. It was not a very good episode.
I was not enjoying it, and then I fell asleep. So I had a combination of, I don't think this is good, but I also am at a certain point not taking it in anymore because I was not awake.
It was and that gentleman. I thought I'm in the minority. I thought he did a nice job the first time he was on. I thought he was good in the sketches, and I was like, oh, I can see now why they wanted to hire him as a sketch performer. He's good. This time he was really glued to the prompter, and he seemed nervous, and mm-hmm. his monologue bit the fucking dust, man. That thing. You know why? Two jokes in 6 minutes.
It was also like weirdly dated. Like it was like he was doing jokes that would have worked, like the Trump stuff. It's like it's not last summer. The election already happened, he's president now, and you're like, you still want to do these bits that you clearly were doing at the beginning of 2024 that were sort of relevant then, or sort of worked then.
I'll give here's where I give him a little slack on that is
Karen, our guest is here, but the thing just cut out, so you might have to rescue him.
He does a great Trump impression.
Yeah, he does.
But he was doing that monologue seconds after James Austin Johnson did his. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, he couldn't really do it.
He kind of like held back on it.
Yeah, he did.
Did like a little touch of
he
it.
He said one word about Greenland, about green or whatever. Yeah. And knowing what he does, he would have elaborated. Mm-hmm. And again, he does a great Trump.
Yeah.
So he kind of handcuffed himself by choosing to do that material, quite frankly.
But there was some other thing that was like even more dated. It was about the documentary, the Ken Burns. It's like, bro, that was from 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he got into it by saying the older he gets, the more he watches.
Yeah, yeah.
That, which, yeah, again, if you saw that in a club, you'd go, yeah, okay.
Right.
Just make a conversation.
Right.
But it
was a queer. I think my assumption was that he was like, I want to do well, so I'm going to try to use my most solid material. Like, these are the ones that always work. These kill. Instead of like, let me do some new stuff that's topical. Like, maybe he wasn't confident enough to just try newer material. So he like fell back on like, here are my tried and true bits. But it's like, that didn't work either.
Yeah, it didn't.
Because the audience, I mean, he knew the audience wasn't going to like him if he sort of, he like kind of went out of his way to be like, hey, I'm not anti Trump, but I'm also not pro Trump, but I also know you guys aren't going to like me because of that. It's like, you could have avoided all of that.
Yes,
and just
you
done your thing.
Just, like, you could have gone right into the documentary bit.
Yeah.
Because that's where I think I would disagree. It seemed to me like he was trying to be topical with the Trump and the Biden stuff.
Yeah.
And it just missed. It was like, that was his attempt.
That's what it was the Biden thing. It's like, Biden's gone, man.
Yeah. That, I kind of like that joke, though.
I do, too. It's been done. You know, like, that was the whole Dana Carvey impression was basically the same observation.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's been done on that show even. So yeah. it's like to many, many times.
It was good to see Mike Myers be funny, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was good. And then he made his statement at the end with his shirt of Canada's Not For Sale.
I didn't make it to the end, so I'll have to check that out.
You don't need to. That's it.
I
just want to.
I do. I mean, I want to see the news because I always want to watch the weekend update. But
news was decent.
Yeah.
News was decent. News was decent.
It's mind-blowing. I know this isn't important in the grand scheme of things, but I'm an old man. Like, what do I know? But Tate McRae being on twice in 12 months.
Wait a minute. She was on before?
She was on last season.
Can I tell you something? To me, she looked like a Danielle nailed it best.
Yeah.
She looked like the daughter of a rich guy that said, my daughter's going to do a couple of songs that are about mitzvah.
Right.
And we all have to sit through it.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking horrible.
I cannot stand her. I don't think she's good at all.
There's nothing there.
But so the fact when when she was on the first time, I was like, this should have never happened. But I guess SNL's always chasing like relevance on that front. Garen, can you confirm that for me? Tate McRae was on last season, right?
Let me look it up.
It turns out she was on So You Think You Can Dance. She was a finalist on that,
yeah.
Which is surprising because her dance moves look forced and stilted.
I would say I probably agree with that, but I also think like she's definitely seems more comfortable dancing than she does singing because her singing is fucking terrible.
Her singing is atrocious.
Yeah, and the songs aren't good. I mean, again, I'm a fucking old white guy, but I do like pop music.
But you gravitate more towards that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually relieved to hear that you also don't like this because I would have punched you in the fucking balls had you said you liked it.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding. And Garen, $5 is what we're betting. Do you understand me?
For the gun thing?
For the gun thing.
Oh, sure.
So does this mean we're all going to buy rifles just so that we can have them?
I'm not buying a gun.
No. How about a crossbow?
Yeah, I got one. I've got the plastic. I got plastic dip darts out in the garage. I'll use those if anything goes down.
Plastic dip darts.
Things go sideways at my house.
Yeah, we all. I mean, anyone who has kids probably has some Nerf guns lying around. You could probably modify those with a sharp tip.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
She was on the fifth episode of season 49.
Okay, so
2023.
So it's been what 15 months?
Yeah,
that's still too soon, brother. For somebody that shouldn't
have been on once. But again, like there's a lot of people who are like borderline, whatever. And if they're on once, you're like, okay, but twice. I mean, I don't have a sense of how popular she is. I know she's on the radio, but to me, she seems like one of those people that like there are industry forces trying to make us think she's good in the face of mass apathy. like I don't know if anyone,
is there mass apathy though?
I don't know. Because like I know
point,
I have a teenage daughter who doesn't give a shit about her, and that's the target.
Well,
audience.
That's our target.
Her album, I think, was number one. This
it's crazy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, number one.
See, I'm with you, Matt. I agree. Like you have her on once, because, you know, why not? You know, you're breaking new talent. That's your job.
And maybe those clips did very well on social and on YouTube. Like, I don't know. Maybe that was the rationale. Like, hey, people wanted to see it, so let's give them more of what they want.
I think she's very, very big on TikTok.
Yeah.
So is Bernie, from what I understand. He's out there. Although Bernie's on Vine, isn't he? Isn't that? He's over there.
Can anyone hear me?
No, Bernie.
Oh, shit. I ran out of time.
I still got my mittens on.
So I watched part of his response as the independent senator, whatever. And this is not important at all. But I don't think he understands how to do air quotes.
Oh, okay.
He kind of goes like this.
All fingers.
All fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are not.
Maybe it's double quote. It's like this. He's putting quotes within quotes.
Like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Spock quotes.
I can't do it. My fingers will refuse to do it because I don't care about Star Trek at all.
Oh, exciting news!
Don't tell my family.
I finally got to past. I finally finished the opening round stage of Pop Culture Jeopardy, whatever that's called.
The
group stage?
The knockout round.
Yeah. So
all right, so you're into the quarterfinals.
I have not yet seen the first quarterfinal episode, but I'm on the cusp of it, which I'm very excited about.
All right.
Did you watch the new Celebrity Jeopardy?
No, I do not watch Celebrity Jeopardy.
No, you don't?
I don't.
I saw in Blue Sky that you were not happy
with. It was obnoxious as hell. Anna Navarro would not shut the fuck up. She just was screaming at, like, what was that? It was so annoying. I was,
who else was on, Garen?
Some white dude and Yvette Nicole Brown.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who also was kind of annoying, but she was going back and forth with, I don't know,
Anna Navarro's from the View.
Yeah.
And she was a former conservative who then is now
is she former conservative?
I believe she is.
She was.
And then, you know, realized.
A pundit, though, right? Or was it an actual, yeah.
Yeah, it was, it just felt disrespectful to the game, to be honest. They were having fun, I guess, but it was like, just shut up and play the game. And I know you shouldn't be telling ladies to shut up, but shut up.
it's always a question of how much goofiness do you want in this, because it's obviously more silly than the real Jeopardy, but, you know, it's still Jeopardy, like, play the game. Also, if you want the silliness, go watch Pop Culture Jeopardy, because there's plenty of that.
I think Celebrity Jeopardy is silly.
Yeah. I saw our friend Darcy Carden was on an episode of it.
How'd she do?
I don't know.
She's in a movie with Paul Reiser called The Gutter.
Yeah.
It's about bowling, I think. It looks like Reiser plays the commentator, the announcer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything more than that. Okay. He posted it saying, hey, this is now available on whatever platform.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about it other than his photo's on there, her photo's on there. I don't know who the star is. And that's all the information I have.
Okay.
But I will say the still photo of him, it looks like he's got a miscolored toupee on. And the photo alone made me go, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll watch this.
Yeah.
I took a strong stand after seeing that photo. Maybe I'll watch this. What I said out loud.
Yeah.
What's it? Is it called The Gutter, Garen?
It is called The Gutter.
And when did it come out? And why didn't we not hear of it until this very moment?
It came out in theaters and on video on demand on November 1st.
Huh. Hmm.
Shameik Moore is the star. Susan Sarandon, Darcy Carden, Jay Ellis, Jack K. Harry.
Whoa.
Paul Reiser, Adam Brody, Kim Fields, Adam Pally, and Paul Scheer.
All right.
Huh.
Who's the first? Who's the star?
Shameik Moore? Is he?
It's the voice of Miles Morales in the Spider-Verse movies, the animated.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I saw Last Breath yesterday, by the way.
I want to see that.
The Woody Harrelson film. Hmm. The movie based on the documentary, based on, you know, on the documentary about the real story. It was tense.
Oh,
it was good. I enjoyed it. I know it's some people are saying it's great and tense, and others are saying it was long and boring.
Wait, what's the real story?
These divers go down 1,000 feet to fix pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20,000 feet of pipeline under the ocean,
uh-huh.
And these guys go down there. It's apparently the most dangerous job. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, this is funny. This made me laugh to myself. It says that the 20,000 feet of, you know, there's a Chiron words. Mm-hmm. Text on the screen, 20,000 feet of pipeline. These divers go down to repair. It's the most considered the most dangerous job in the world. And I expect that they make $7.25 an hour. maybe they do make ship money. I don't know what they make, but apparently it's the same as an astronaut, but it's underwater,
yeah,
like whatever they do. So they're in stormy waters, and I'm not telling you anything. This is not a, this is a real story.
Yeah.
They're in stormy waters, which I believe is the hooker that Trump fucked. And she's not a hooker. I know that she is a sex worker. I recognize the difference.
She's a porn star.
Porn star is the word I wanted to use. That's the word I wanted to use. Thank you. The boat, so the two guys are down there. The boat is stormy waters. It loses power or something, so it drifts away from them enough so that the what they call the umbilical gets tight and then gets snagged and then snaps. And the guy's down there for over 30 minutes with no oxygen.
What the fuck?
And then it's a rescue to get him.
Holy shit.
And again, this is not, he lives.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's why it's a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
With me, but and then he died
and they never found the body.
And
anyway, weird movie.
Yeah, it was, but it was really good. I very enjoyed it. It did exactly what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And of course it's always heightened when it's real, you know, and it wasn't, I always like this way. It wasn't based on a true story. It said, this is a true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I recommend it.
All right.
Decent film.
It looked really good.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
Simu Liu?
Oh, he's in there?
He's in there?
Yeah. Woody Harrelson's in there.
I like Woody Harrelson.
Is he the guy?
He is not. Oh, he's the old veteran.
He's up top trying to help.
There's three guys. There's a guy up top who is calling the shots through video. Then there's the teams that go down. Mm-hmm. And Team ABC and Team A is the ones that this all happened to. Mm-hmm. So B and C. If you're casting the B or C team, you get about 16 seconds of screen time.
Got it. I bet those guys make really good money, because I remember hearing that like the people who work on oil rigs out in the ocean, they make really good money because it's dangerous.
You know what else is dangerous, right?
Bangkok.
Yeah. All right. Listen, let's take a break. When we come back, Justin Martindale is here, and we've got Matt's got the con. We're looking for sci-fi / horror that begins with the letter B. What will it be? Pun not intended. Because there wasn't one. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Justin Martindale is on Instagram at Justin Martindale, exactly where you would expect him to be. He's also on his podcast, Just Saying, with Justin Martindale. That's fun pop culture chit-chat stuff. Good guests. Check it out. If you enjoy him here, you'll enjoy him there. He's also going to be doing some road dates. On the 12th of March, he's in Houston. On the 13th, he's in San Antonio. On the 20th, he's in New York City. And the 21st, Stamford, Connecticut. So check him out. You can find the link tree that gets to all his dates and stuff just from his Instagram page. So check that out. Meanwhile, Jimmy Pardo is doing stand-up comedy also. Flappers in Burbank in the Yoo-Hoo Room on the 15th of March. He's going to Zany's in Rosemont on April 16th. That's Chicagoland. The 17th of April, he's at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. The 18th of April, Jukebox in Peoria, Illinois. And then May 7th, The Bug in Denver. May 8th, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. May 9th, Hashtag Comedy Theater in Columbus, Ohio. And then May 28th, Plano, Texas. May 29th, Austin, Texas. All his dates and deets are at jimmypardo.com. Click the show's link and you will find links to those tickets. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mention Salt Lake City. What's the date of Salt Lake City?
May 30.
May 30, Salt Lake City. Just added. You can get tickets. Go to jimmypardo.com to get tickets for that. Garen, our friend Garen, is a guest on the Skylight Books podcast, Better Than the Movie. He's talking about Hellraiser and the Hellbound Heart. So check that out. And then I want to remind you guys, if you're a Platinum subscriber who may be getting perks or you want to receive perks, you got to make sure your address is correct. Even if you're a tier one, just go check that your address is correct on our website. Go to nevernotfunny.com, log in, fill in the address, make sure it's current. And if you're at the higher level and you need to choose like who you want to have a private video chat with, you can do that on that page as well. So do all that and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 36B. Justin Martindale is joining us. Justin's got the podcast Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I guess you can get that on all of your podcatchers. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Is that a word?
Yeah.
I don't follow. I just show up and talk. I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know the... I always make a big statement that if I leave, you guys are fucked. But the truth is, if any of you guys leave, I don't know anything.
But you could hire other people.
Yes, but what I don't know is where the bank is.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing. Yeah, I don't know where you keep the money.
Mm, yeah.
And also why I need to come and ask you for it. Yeah. That's the other part that I don't understand. Why don't I have access to the bank account? I probably do.
You could.
Well, let's give it to me. Okay. All of a sudden, you look in there like, I don't know. Wow, we're losing a lot of money. What happened here? Justin Martindale is joining us. Again, as I said before, we came back on the air. Your publicist reached out to me pre-holidays mm-hmm. to have you on, and mm-hmm. I said, let's get him on. Mm-hmm. And then life just, our schedule got topsy-turvy. Then I saw her at Dave Holmes' house, and she's like, we still thinking about Justin? I was like, well, I wasn't, but now I am.
Yeah.
Thanks for accosting me at a party. I'm trying to have a nice time. And full disclosure, I wasn't really. I welcomed her distraction. I was in a conversation I could not get out of.
Oh, the worst.
It wasn't good, Justin. And it was mm-hmm. with a guy who, here's the weird part. I'm not going to get into, I don't want to be very specific. It's a guy that I have talked openly on the show that I don't care for.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. I don't think that person knows that. Or if they do, they were also playing nice as well. But two people, it was like, hey, do you know so-and-so? And the truth is, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I go, and I said, oh, I don't. And they go, oh, Jimmy Pardo, meet so-and-so. And they go, oh, nice to finally meet you. And I say the same thing. And then it dawns on me, holy fuck, that's who this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now in a conversation with this person who I publicly said I'm not a fan of. And now I got to keep talking to him.
But did they know that?
I don't know.
They probably didn't.
I don't know.
Unless they're like,
I'm pretty vocal about it.
Masochists and are like, yes, keep talking.
Don't you? Did you ever? I don't do this anymore because I don't like getting kicked in the balls on a regular basis. Do you Google yourself at all to see what people think of you?
No, I mean, people let me know what's being said about me.
Who
so
tells
that's
you
kind
this?
Of nice.
Is it?
I think so. Like, if anything comes up, they'll be like, oh, they mentioned you on, you know, this podcast. Or it's
positive.
It's usually nice.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's coming to you going, hey, these guys are shit-talking you.
Well, again, there's a lot of shit-talking for sure. Yeah, but, I mean, it's just like, hey, at least they're talking about me.
Really? Look
yeah.
at that positive outlook on this.
Yeah, I'm like, say my name all you want, but, like, bye.
All right. like, good for you.
Yeah.
That's the right attitude.
Yeah. You just yeah. move forward. I'm not going to dwell in like bitterness or angst or jealousy. You know, it's just kind of like, let them.
If I did any of that.
Let them.
Good for you and yeah. your positive vibes.
There was a time, though. There was a time when I was like, I'm going to burn this damn bridge to the ground. You
sure.
know, it's like, but then you're like, at the end of the day, what's. No one cares.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about how great your hair is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What a beautiful fucking head
it's
of hair.
It's a mane. Yeah.
That is gorgeous. Gary, look
out.
At the hair and acknowledge it.
Fear it. Revere it. The hair.
It is wonderful.
Thank you. I'm glad to still have it.
And you've got some, you put some highlights in it, but they're not highlights that look asshole-y. They
right.
look great.
Yeah. There's
right?
a Don't difference.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Subtle.
Shout out Planet Salon on Melrose.
Meow, meow, meow. Well, they did a great job.
Thank you. That's Nick. Nick's
oh, Nick does
phenomenal.
That?
Nick does this.
And that's
yeah.
all yours. That Those aren't plugs up front.
No plugs, no.
Look at that nice
no.
hairline.
But yeah, that's part of it too. You know, I get those comments that are like, lay off the hair plugs, lay off the Botox. I'm like, thanks, but I don't.
You don't do any of that?
No. It's called just taking care of yourself.
I suggest Botox,
you know?
But that's my The hair you can't do. The hair is gorgeous.
Thanks.
I'm upset you're wearing headphones, quite frankly.
I know, me too.
Now, you mentioned off there your fiance.
Uh-huh.
What is this gentleman's name?
Evan.
Evan.
What if I was like, her name is Stephanie?
Because I'm not dumb. Yeah.
There was a no. millisecond where I was like, oh, wow, Jimmy really, he took a swing
wow.
here.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good
and
swing.
And a straight guy with those tips, those highlights. What, how long have you been with Evan?
Over 3 years now.
All right.
Yeah.
And is there, you say fiance, is there a talk of a day to get married?
Oh, yes, there's a day, there's a month, it'll be this year. So it's just very
it's
exciting.
Coming.
Well, for now, we'll see if our rights get taken away, and then we'll see.
That's right. Why jump yeah. in, get it yeah. done before they do that.
I know everyone's like, go to Vegas, go to City Hall. We're like, oh no, I don't know. We'll see.
Why? Listen, I don't know you, but, and no. I certainly don't know Evan.
Yeah.
What
if you did?
I might.
You're like, he's actually here right now. Evan, come on out.
We welcome everybody. Go to City Hall and get it done.
I know.
And then have
and then
the
have
celebration when you want.
I know.
But I want you to get in now before mm-hmm. before they do play fucking games and they...
But don't you think, just counterpoint, like the state of California obviously doesn't want the law to change, so mm-hmm. there could be... I would assume at least within the next 6 months or so you'll be okay. I don't
we'll
know.
We'll be all right.
Yeah, they're talking about September.
Well, that's about 6 months.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't go far enough back. I didn't go far enough. They're talking about December.
Do you have a date? You don't have to say the date.
No, it's November.
Does Evan know the date?
Yeah. Evan is aware of the date. Yeah.
Okay. And it's in November.
Yeah.
See? I told you.
Yeah.
This is dangerous now.
Yeah.
But if we go to like another state and they don't recognize our marriage, we're not going to recognize theirs either. So it's like, I don't care.
Good for you.
What, am I going to hang out in a Walmart and judge people? No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Just do it in the parking lot when they come out.
Yeah. It really only comes up if there's like a hospital situation, right? Like otherwise you go on vacation and no one needs to fucking know or care what your particular relationship is.
Yes, I'm just...
You say hospital because
if there's someone who, if your spouse is in the hospital, the visitation and all
and
that stuff.
In this case, Evan's just theoretically, he's just a friend.
He's just, yeah, exactly.
And so he would not be allowed to them
in a state that doesn't recognize.
But luckily, our families are close, so they'd be like, "Man, we're not going to do that."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right. Where'd you grow up?
Texas.
Oh boy, I'm heading down there. I just got the measles vaccine because I don't.
Oh, you did?
I did. I don't trust you people, you hillbillies. I can't trust you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Come on.
Where are you going?
Plano.
Uh huh.
And Austin.
Oh, okay.
So I mean,
that's not West Texas.
I recognize that. But it's spreading.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to drink enough castor oil to ward it off. So we're in trouble. As I pointed out, I was born within the 3 years where the measles vaccine was ineffective.
Uh-huh.
And so I've gone my whole life without it really.
Well, that's good. You got it.
I got it. It was a bad 48 hours. It beat me up bad. But I got it. Anyway, I'm going to Texas. Where did you grow up in Texas?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Mm-hmm. What do I say to that?
Mm-hmm.
Suck my bonio.
Oh, what? You don't like it?
No, I love it. That's a Ted Nugent quote. Back when I used to like Ted Nugent.
Okay.
I don't anymore because he's a fucking monster.
Uh-huh.
Stranglehold's still a great song. I'll argue Mike Schmidt.
And the stage patter, second to none.
Well, the stage patter
based on that.
You heard what he says. He says that to a crowd in San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah.
San Antonio, suck my bonio.
Wow.
And they all cheered.
That was at a time where nobody saw that as a negative. They basically was like, yeah, suck my dick.
Well, he's a wild man.
I'm a rock star.
Yeah, he's
and that was funny back then, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
San Antonio. What's he got next?
I like San Antonio. I like that little river walk.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing down there. And I have not been to San Antonio in years, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm going there on the 13th.
You know, you're standing up comedy there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you perform when you go there?
I'll be at the Laugh Out Loud comedy. What is it called? LOL Comedy Club? And then the day before that, I'll be in Houston at the Punchline. So I'm doing a little Texas tour. Dallas, I was supposed to be in Dallas.
What happened?
D.L. Hughley bumped us all. So we all got bumped. And then tickets, like, they were supposed to, like, talk to everybody who was supposed to be there that week. And instead, they just were, like, canceled. And everyone was like, we're trying to buy tickets, but we can't buy tickets to your show. And they were like, oh, yeah, sorry. Somebody really messed up. Hopefully that will be... in May.
Let's get you back there.
Yeah.
Where in Dallas?
Addison Improv.
At the Addison Improv.
Yeah. That's fun. I've been there before. But yeah, everyone's like, we can't get tickets. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then they were like, oh yeah, somebody came into town and was like, I'm taking it from here.
Yeah, we
played
DLU.
And it wasn't just me. It was like the whole, like, you know,
the
whole
week.
Like, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's just kind of shitty.
I like, you know, here's the thing about D.L. Hughley. And I say this.
Let's trash it.
Positively.
Yeah.
I don't find him very funny, but I love everything he says.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I find him, I like him as an orator.
Yeah.
I
know,
but I don't necessarily laugh when I watch him.
Mm-hmm.
But where else would he, I know he comes from comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would he perform? I guess theaters. I guess he can go to small theaters and stay out of the comedy clubs because he's not providing the comedy part.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy listening to him. I know that's a weird...
I haven't seen him in a long time. I remember him being funny, but I know what you mean. He's on the right side of stuff, it seems like, so that's good. But
he's one of the kings.
He is one of the kings of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's got some suits.
He does
right? Lots suits. Of suits, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know he's got four. He's
maybe
got,
like a fedora or 12.
He likes a hat.
Yeah.
He likes a hat. Well, we'll get you back to Dallas. I'll make some calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not worried.
I'm going to Plano. What do I know?
Yeah, that's right outside of Dallas.
It's not that far, right?
It's not that far.
How far? What is that, an hour drive?
No, I wouldn't.
90 minutes.
I would say like 30 to 40 from Dallas.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Right?
Oh.
I don't really know Plano. All I know about Plano is when all the kids were doing heroin and dying. That's all I really know. That was like in the early 2000s.
That's not happening anymore?
I don't know.
Because that was the reason I was going.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You heard there was
like a BOGO.
Yeah. 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 I thought it was a BOGO situation going on there. The kid will buy one and give me a little bump.
I can get black tar. I can get
a little white china. Yeah. What Plano is, if I'm not mistaken, it's northeast of Dallas?
I think so, maybe.
By a little bit. Garen, what is it? From DFW, from the airport to Plano, how far of a drive am I looking at?
It's 30 minutes from Dallas to Plano.
Yeah.
Plano.
I was right.
And it's
so that's Dallas.
North.
Yeah, it's all Dallas. Dallas is Fort Worth, Dallas, Addison, all of that.
Plano. All right.
It's all one big thing.
All right. Well, I'll be there with my wife, Shauna Brand, I want to say, is opening for me. I apologize. Daryl, you probably know Daryl Felsberg. Do you know Daryl?
I don't know.
He owns the club in Paris, Texas.
Oh, no, I don't.
Which is a nice, it's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like I was heading. I enjoy it. I enjoy going there. He does the Tower Comedy Festival every year.
Okay, Moon Tower.
Nope, that's the big one in Austin.
Austin, yeah.
This is just the
Just Tower
because they got the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, the
there.
Paris Tower. The fake, yeah.
With the little red hat on top.
Mm-hmm.
What's that red hat about?
No,
I don't know.
It is Texas.
Yeah,
they like their hats.
They love a good red hat.
They do.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah.
Just to you know. Let's everyone know
yep.
where they stand.
Is your family still in San Antonio?
No, they actually, weirdly enough, all moved to Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
so you couldn't find them?
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, he's gone. Now we moved. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, we have, when we were kids, we grew up in Tennessee, and then we moved to Texas. And then I think like when my parents split up and like my siblings were having kids, they all just kind of went back to
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I like it.
But are they okay?
Around Nashville?
They're fine. No. Outside of like Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were in Memphis, right? Didn't you have your feet about 10 feet off the beel?
I was walking there.
Yeah. I want to make sure. Yes, Garen, do you have an update on something?
The red cowboy hat?
Yes.
Was added after the city of Paris, Tennessee erected a similar replica that was 5 feet taller of the Eiffel Tower.
Yep. So the Martindale's involved? They're going Tennessee to Texas.
Yeah.
With the addition of the hat, the Texas Eiffel Tower could once again claim to be the biggest and the best.
What fucking dick-sized competition are we talking about
that's
here?
The South. My dick's bigger. My tower's bigger.
How tall is the actual Eiffel Tower, and how do these compare to it?
Let's find out.
I would imagine these are smaller.
I would think so, but who knows?
I don't know.
Eiffel Tower is way bigger than the one in Paris, Texas.
Is it? Everything's bigger in Texas, Justin.
Is
you
it?
Know that.
We're about to prove it wrong. Here we go.
Eiffel Tower in Paris is 1,024 feet, or 1,083 feet to the tip.
All right, so that's about 11 stories, roughly. And what's the actual Eiffel Tower? And give me Tennessee. I guess it's similar. But give me the actual one. What'd you guess, 2,000 feet?
What?
The actual Eiffel Tower.
He just said.
Yeah, 1,080.
Oh, that's the actual one? Yeah. That's the one in Paris?
One. That's yeah.
the actual one.
The actual one's. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. All right, how big is it? 500 feet?
You guys want to guess?
Yeah.
The one we're talking about?
The one in Paris, Texas?
I would say Paris, Texas.
I would say like 500 feet.
I've never seen it. You've seen it.
No.
Oh, have you seen it?
No, Justin? I'm just guessing.
I'll say, I
think I've seen it in a picture.
I'm going to say 285.
I was going to say 500, but our boy Justin took that. So I'm going to say 485.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go 160. I'm gonna go 10 stories.
What's it on the back of a truck? Just touring the city?
It's 65 feet.
Oh, wow. So $1. $1.
Yeah.
Wow. 65 feet.
And what's the one in Tennessee then? 64?
Yeah. 60, yeah. Yeah. So we've just debunked that everything is bigger in Texas.
Wow. Huh. 65. Well, our 500s were way off.
Yeah, I know.
How big is the one in Vegas?
Hey, that's not a good question.
I think that
came out wrong.
Half the size. I would say that's half.
That's 500.
Yeah. I would say that's 500.
Yeah. Okay. That's
That sounds right.
It is 540 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, a little tall.
All right. Good job, guys. Good job.
We did
it. Yeah, we did it.
We love estimates.
We're the heroes.
Yeah.
Remember on the Amazing Race when they slid down the Luxor? Remember when they did that?
Did they?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they had to climb. They had to climb up it.
Yeah.
And then on rope, they had to slide down it.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Wow. Yeah, or great.
I don't know. That looks like it gets real hot.
Yeah,
summer.
A little butt burn, huh?
Ooh.
I would do it, though, for $1 million.
Sure.
Would I? I'm afraid to walk down the street.
I was just thinking of that Amazing Race episode where the woman is didn't they have to like slingshot watermelons and it backfired their face?
Oh, God, yes.
How is she alive?
I have no
idea. That's the biggest question in America, in Amazing Race history. How does that, because it comes right back at
watermelon to the face explodes, and she's like, all right, like no broken. I don't think she broke her nose or anything like that.
Is it like real, like kind of rotted or something?
No. I don't know.
Soft?
Let's say this. If I send Garen right now to Ralph's to get a hard watermelon and a soft watermelon, and I just lob it at your face, it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
How did it not? She just went, well, we got to keep moving.
I know, yeah. I'm still, to this day.
Right?
I mean, that is how I feel every day in 2025, though. It's just full watermelon to the face. Every morning, first thing when I check my phone, I'm like, watermelon to the face.
Yeah. Yep.
It's fucking, to your point, it's 4 years all over again. We wake up every, we didn't do that during Biden.
I know.
We didn't do that ever. But every morning now, what did he do in the middle of the night? What happened at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
That, or since we're on the West Coast,
like,
what did they do at
6 a.m.? Can you just go to sleep like a normal person? Take a, what's it called? Melatonin? Yeah. Take one of those. Take a gummy. Take something.
Can I recommend he takes that, uses that doctor that Michael Jackson used and just go a little heavy on the
phone? Yeah.
That'd be great.
But just a little extra.
Just a little bit more, little so extra. Maybe my boy doesn't wake up.
Give him a Parker Posey pill from White Lotus. Give him something.
I don't watch the show, but I get the reference.
Oh, it's great.
My wife likes it. You love it.
I watched the first season, and then I missed the second one, and I'm so now, what, is it on three now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't.
We're in Thailand.
Okay.
And you're liking it as well, right, Elliot?
I have watched the first two seasons.
Okay, that doesn't...
You know what? It's kind of it's split for me. Irma asked, do you want to watch the third season? She's watched the other two seasons. And I was like, I don't know if I want to see a bunch of entitled rich people get their comeuppance right. I mean, I guess I should, but...
Well, what's great about The White Lotus is after the first season, like, I didn't feel compelled to watch the next one because it's not, I mean, it's there's a couple of the same characters maybe, but it's, it's a new story. So I didn't feel like, oh, I'm missing, I'm not going to see the continuing adventures of, you know, the Steve Zahn or whatever. Like, he's done. So I'm off the hook.
Steve Zahn?
Yeah, he's in the first season.
Still in the business.
As of 2022.
I haven't seen that guy since he was in a Vietnam movie 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Right? Clearly he's working, but I'm just not watching the Zahn films. Like, what? Everything all right, Garen?
I don't know what's going on.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just trying to...
Lock those wheels down.
Well, my leg was a little bit cockeyed, and it was falling asleep.
That sounds like a you problem.
It was a you problem that is now everybody's problem.
You want me to go get somebody from the office next door to come and rub it down for you? I don't know if they're willing to do that.
Is there an HR department here?
I wish there was.
Okay.
Well, if there is, it's okay. Hey, it's me, and if there was, we're talking about the other office. This doesn't...
do they have an HR? It's all very small businesses in here.
Yeah.
Well, agency. It's
you've heard those commercials for Bambi. Have you heard those?
Where, oh yes, where they do the HR for your company.
For
yeah,
I always joke about it. Like if we got that, it's like, and all of a sudden Elliot gets a call from HR. He knows I made the call to them. Like, there's no hiding it.
Yeah, those ads.
We'll
are
do that
crazy.
For you. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's someone in your office smells bad. What do you do? Like that's the ad.
Bambi.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Just tell them. No, but then you can't, because if you say anything, then you're an asshole, and then everyone goes.
Yeah, but if you go to Bambi and you have them call Elliot, like Elliot, hey Elliot, this is Don with HR. Listen, there's a little situation. You know it's me.
Yeah, we're too small.
Yeah, we're too
small. Smell yourself.
I've had to do that.
You've had to do what?
Report that an employee smells bad.
What?
What?
I used to work at an armored transport company doing like their customer service, and we would get calls. Your driver smells. Can you tell him to do this or whatever? So I had to write that out and send it to their boss. By the way, you know, Carl stinks. Can you
have getting those complaints. Words?
But we're getting complaints about you have to figure out how to word it.
Right.
It's
yikes.
Weird. And then follow up. Does Carl still stink?
It's
very wild.
There was when I was in choir in my sophomore year in high school, there was a kid that had a bad body odor, and everybody complained about it. And then it came to be where, hey, Jim will talk to the teacher. And so I had to talk to the teacher about it. And then it was awful.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, this poor kid. Yeah. Like, he knows the teacher went to him. Mm-hmm. And so he knows that she went to him because people complain because you're standing on the risers. And that poor kid, that's awful.
Well, did they ever talk to you about that before that? Like, because I know that my kids, PE class. It's all, it's like there's so much focus on like deodorant and whatever, because they, because kids smell bad. They're just, they generally stink.
It's stink.
There's also people that, and I, you know, I know an adult and he's a friend of mine that he can come right out of the shower and he's got bad PE. Like it's just a thing. And I believe that was the case with this kid in high school too, where it's like he couldn't help it. All the, and this was the '80s where you could, you know, put on Dracar all you wanted to and try to cover it up, and it wasn't helping. But that's one of those things. To this day, I didn't know any. I just was the guy that was convinced to talk.
Messenger.
But it still bothers me to this day that I was the guy that had to do that.
You're a bad person.
Yeah. He was a nice kid, too. He was also kind of a misfit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
do you think it was diet? I think sometimes it might be diet related. If you eat a lot of garlic, it's going to come out of your pores.
Yeah. I don't know. This was the 80s. That was the garlic decade. So it's very possible.
Famously.
Yeah. Right?
That's what they call it.
That's why I started taking those supplements that Larry King told me about. Garlic.
Oh, garlic.
Get all the benefits of garlic without the smell. Yeah. That's what Larry King told me. And then he died.
So it didn't work.
What does he know? Right? Those suspenders tightened up on him. Yep. Justin, so you and Evan, where'd you and Evan meet?
We met at a bar in real life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And is he
no apps?
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Is he also in the business?
No, he's smart.
Yeah. What's he do? Are you comfortable saying?
Yeah. I mean, he works for Amazon, so he's in sales for them.
What do they have to do for sales? Doesn't that all just kind of work itself out?
Well, no. I mean, he's got like clients and stuff that he tries to get them to advertise on Amazon. So, So he's Mr. Corporate, you know, really good at his job.
He goes to an actual office, puts on a suit. Probably,
yes. Yeah. Very bummed. We've got to go in 5 days a week now.
Yeah. They got, I just saw.
Yeah. So there's that. And, no, he's great. Travels. He has great. He's a great team. Very friendly. And then then he comes home to me, and I'm like, you know, because ours is just very like freelance, you know, pretty much. I remember when he was telling me about Q1 and Q2, he was telling me the different quarters of the calendar, and I had no idea what he was talking about. So he's like, yeah, well, we're going to have a really good Q1. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What? Yeah. So, but we met in real life and just hit it off, and it's been great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, if anybody doesn't know, Q1 is that that conspiracy theory group that went to the Capitol.
Yes, Q1 and on. Yeah. They only work at the beginning of the year. Tinfoil hats, January through March.
Yeah.
And the good news is they're out and they can do it again. So that's the good news. That group of folks can do it again. We wish them well. They won.
They fucking won.
They won. A guy shit on a desk and won.
They fucking won, dude.
Assholes.
Yeah, wait, won what?
Well, their takeover. They're in charge.
They got what they wanted.
Oh, I see. Yeah, liberation.
Yeah, they're free and vindicated, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Yeah.
I was just listening to the How to Survive with Danielle and Christine that you filled in for Garen, where they're talking about radicalization. And I guess the news was not out yet when you recorded that. There is one woman that stayed in jail because she
refused the pardon.
I did something wrong, and I'm refusing the pardon. Mm-hmm. And I believe she is the one. Whereas everybody else, very remorseful, and then the second they get out, fuck you and fuck all of you.
Oh, but they're already getting arrested, and someone got killed already.
Right.
Like, they're already out, like, just wreaking havoc. I do think we need a Men of January 6th calendar.
You think there's some hot?
We should get some. Just show some of the hottie baddies that were there that day.
Well, the shaman was pretty ripped.
I think. Well, I mean, yeah, but
was he? I don't know.
But then it's like, I don't know. Then you hear him talk, and you're like, it's always the worst. You know, when you're like, oh yeah, we love a good thirst trap. You know, and then you hear him talk, and you're like, oh no, what were we thinking the whole time? Like Luigi Mangione's having a moment. You know, everyone.
Sure.
Now there's rumors that he's got like 20 sex tapes out there, and everyone's like,
really?
So, oh yeah.
But is that a bad thing?
No. I mean, yes.
Send me those links so I can report them.
Yes. That's what the person on Twitter said. Yeah.
You would like to see him bang around with a lady?
I'll see him bang around with a lady. Yeah, of course.
I don't know your story.
Yeah.
Is he straight? I don't actually know.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know if anyone is anymore.
Yeah.
I think everyone just kind of does their own thing.
Yeah.
Live your life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his inattention to the brow made me think he was straight. That was the, you know.
Yeah.
Although once he got arrested, it seemed like they cleaned
that up.
That up
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, they put a they threaded those brows, and then he was in court the other day, and we just got to see just bare ankle with cuffs on, and everyone's like, "Oh no, I'm into this. Oh no, what are these feelings?" Yep.
Yeah.
Just giving it was kind of just giving like a little bit of an Italian Menendez vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Yeah,
dapper.
What's going on with the Menendez brothers? Are they getting that new trial? Are they reopening that?
I don't know. Let's wait till next week. And Trump's something? Like, they're the best.
Right.
Those parents, totally their parents were Democrats. They deserved it.
Right. It's crazy.
Well, they did deserve it, by the way. Let's be very clear about that.
Literally, if they voiced support of Trump, he probably would just.
Oh, absolutely.
Them. That's how crazy it is.
Right? Yeah, Rod Blagojevich got out for some reason. Like,
I didn't hear that.
Well, that was years and years and years ago, and then. Now he still supports him.
Right.
He's a dick. Again, he broke the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Eric Adams, the New York mayor.
Yeah.
Also, like the president.
broke the law. That too.
Broke the... Did you start comedy here or in Texas?
Here.
You did?
Yes.
And how long have you been living here?
Oh, God. I think this year will be... Or next year. It's going to be 20 years almost, I think. Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
coming up.
You moved here young.
Yes. A young chick. Just a young twink with a dream.
Yeah. And did you move here to do comedy? Move here to act? Did you?
Yeah, I just kind of moved here for just like a change of scenery. I was in Texas forever and then was just kind of like, I want to go out on the West Coast. And just kind of, that was just my vibe.
Sure.
Be by the ocean and California and Hollywood and all that kind of stuff.
How often do you go to the ocean?
Well, now, not as often because it's all ash. But like, I think normally we'd go like three or four times a year.
Oh, that's
like during the summer, we'd go out to Malibu and
splash around a little bit.
Palisades and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Got to find a new ocean now.
Yeah, they screwed everything up for you, didn't they?
Really did. Summer's going to be a bummer, man. Well, I don't know. It's just there's other places, but yeah, if we would go there like every summer. We'd go to like Ginger Rogers Beach mm-hmm. and El Matador and different places. So I loved it.
Here's the thing about Ginger Rogers Beach. She did. She swims backwards.
Hey, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a nice joke for anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody appreciate that joke from a 75-year-old man?
Mm-hmm.
Remembers that?
San Ambonio.
Suck my hair. Wait, I had a second question for you regarding this. Do you surf? What do you do? Be you bodyboard out there? What do you do? Just splash around?
Yeah, I just splash around. There's part of me that would like to pick up surfing just because I feel like either you really can get it fast or you're just not ever going to get it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm with the latter. I'm like, there's just two. I'm 6'4". There's no center of gravity. You know what I mean?
Are you 6'4"?
Uh-huh.
You didn't. I don't mean this negatively. You didn't seem imposing when you came in, and that's a good thing.
Oh, thank you.
Because some 6'4 guys are like, look at this monster walking in. You didn't have that vibe.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't give off a haunted lurch vibes.
You did not.
Good. I just splash around. Every now and then I'll catch a wave with, you know, and just ride it in.
Yeah.
Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
Yeah.
I like that. I like bodyboarding, boogie boarding.
Boogie, mm-hmm. Boogie or body?
Boogie. I can't really... Bodyboard, I usually just end up smashing my face in the sand.
Yeah.
But
the boogie board's fun.
Boogie board's fun.
Boogie board is fun.
And just scary enough sometimes. Just mm-hmm. a little bit. But I'm with you that if I try to actually surf, I don't...
There's no... Yeah.
I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I know I don't.
Well, yeah. But you have the look at least, Justin. I feel like
surfer.
You look
yes!
like your hair is right.
Oh,
thanks. It feels like you just carry one to the beach. You don't have to use it.
I can carry one. I can cosplay as a surfer, yes. But I definitely, you see those man-made surfing things where they usually have them on like cruise ships or something where it's just like
a wave
and you just see people just eating it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it just... Face plant, no, I can't do that. No.
Yeah.
I did do that once, now that you say that. I did it, my son Oliver and I did it, and I believe he did, and this won't surprise you, I believe he did okay, And I believe I fell off within seconds.
Yeah, easily.
And then just went, oh, this is just kind of fun to stand in here and have to.
And people watch and they're like,
watch!
Oh, yeah. You're like, well, yeah. Or your bathing suit just gets ripped off in front of a bunch of strangers. You're like, oh, well, there's that.
There's more disappointment for those folks.
Yep, yep.
First they saw me fall, now they got to look at this bullshit. That's a bad day for them. Yep. You don't surf.
I've never tried it. I would like to.
I think you would do it. I think you could do it.
I skateboarded as a kid, so I feel like I somehow maybe that doesn't really translate, but I'm comfortable standing on a board, I guess.
I never did that. No skateboarding. Mm. None of that. I did rollerblade. I couldn't rollerblade.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's not easy.
Roller skating's hard. Rollerblading, I think, is easier.
Seriously?
I think so.
Why? I would think it'd be the opposite.
No, I just... Something
four
about,
on the floor, baby.
But roller skates, it's just like... You're like a, you know,
yeah,
a dog with shoes on, you know, and there's just four wheels on each side, but the rollerblade is just, I just thought rollerblading was easier, but like skateboarding can never do. Yeah. I can see a lot on the internet. I can see some crazy stuff, but watching somebody fall off a skateboard, I have to turn away.
Why is that the one thing?
I can't watch someone just snap their femur, falling off of a school ledge.
Yeah,
like I can't watch a wrist snap back. I hate it. There's nothing I hate more than just skateboarding accidents caught on tape. I hate it.
What can you watch then? Give us an example.
I can watch
that watermelon. Obviously.
I can watch the watermelon to the face. Yeah. I can watch like scary videos. I can even watch. No, I take it back. There's also something I can't watch is
James Gordon
pimple popping.
People love
and
that.
And it questions me. It makes me question people who are like,
agreed,
watch it, who love it. Because I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
I don't need to watch a cyst be opened with a scalpel. No thanks.
I mean, look, I with my own face, I understand there is some satisfaction.
There is a satisfaction.
Getting the poison out or whatever. But
especially when you do it,
which is also what I call masturbating.
Getting the poison
out.
Take it, Jesus, take it.
But yeah, someone else's. No, thank you.
Oh,
no.
Sick. And then the woman who does it with a smile on her face. No. That little, and she's so sweet too.
There was a television show about that.
Yeah, pimple popper.
Yeah.
Enough people enjoy that.
Yeah,
that they put it on national
TV. Yeah.
There are those couples, too, that they'll say, yeah, my wife will pop my back pimple.
Oh,
like, what the shit? How'd you find each other?
No.
Why? She could say no.
/ pimple popper on Reddit, probably.
No.
/ how does that work?
I don't know.
R/
pimple popper.
You got pickled
peppers.
I don't
research my comedy, Jimmy. I just go off the cuff.
Wow. Oh, I see. Oh.
I mean, you've got the laptop. You could have just quickly.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Yeah, and when he doesn't know how to use that thing.
It's not even on.
No, I think it's just decoration.
Don't tell anybody.
sorry.
He walks in and sees. We're this way. We don't have a clue. Justin walks in and sees it. Justin, did you perform around town here?
Oh yeah.
Where do you go?
Where do I go?
You all right? Your eye okay? You need some?
Yeah,
drops?
No. I Lumify drops. They dry your eyes out, but make them look really good. I perform a regular at the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, Improv.
What's the Comedy Store vibe these days?
That's a good question.
Well, if you're performing there, you must.
I have a good time. I'm now at a place where I just show up and then go home.
Run your mouth and go home.
Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite thing. I would shut that place down back in the day.
Sure. Like,
you know, stay till 2 o'clock, stay till 3 o'clock, even later. And then just now it's, I think it's fine. There's a lot of, I don't know, because I feel like we had like that mass exodus and moved to Austin.
Yeah, the mothership has moved.
Yeah, yeah. Which
I think that was the bad juju. But
it was bad before that too.
No,
though.
I know.
They
that's
just
the
kind
thing.
Of moved
it always
it along.
Felt it always felt off to me.
It was darker. I will say. Yeah. I mean, it's they're changing the vibe. It's friendly. There's a lot of like. I don't know. It's getting younger.
That's good.
But also in the sense of like you're getting these like TikTok comics now who are but they have a huge following, and that's just not there. That, I mean, that's everywhere.
That's everywhere, yeah.
But it's just kind of like, really? Like, so I don't know. I guess it's just because I've been doing it for a while. I'm just kind of like, is this what's cool?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, you know, we all see each other every week and catch right. up. I love, you know, seeing my comic friends, like, who've been on the road and then they come back and we catch up. Sure. It's a good vibe. It's just definitely, I think, a lot less darker good. Than it was yeah. in the past.
Yeah, it was when I moved here. It was just dark, and then it got really bro-y.
It's very bro-y. But I feel like now that's because there is a sense of bro-y, but I don't think it's as bad as it was.
I don't know how it could be. Quite frankly,
yeah,
those guys all moved.
Yeah,
the guys that were the
I didn't have a problem toxic. Really with any of that, but I can see how some people felt a little isolated and mm-hmm. a little scared and a little bit of like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah,
that's you know, anybody who's not of that. Bro stature and caliber.
Yeah, right.
yeah.
And a lot of them are just so desperate to be that it's just like, it's a little thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
I'll say this very quickly about the TikTok folks that mm-hmm. are not funny.
Mm-hmm.
If the comedy club wants to book them at 3 p.m. mm-hmm. and then still have a real comedy show at night, I have no problem with it. But if you want to start putting those TikTok people at 8 p.m. on a Thursday or a Friday, Saturday, you're taking away time from a real comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody that's paid their dues, that have, you know, come, you know, did it the right way. Or is TikTok the right way now? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Don't have a full 45.
No.
That much I know.
Oh, it's the best.
They don't have an hour.
I love watching it, though.
You do.
There was one story where I don't even remember who the guy was. It was right when the YouTube personalities were coming around, right? Like YouTube was just kind of, you know, clips and whatever, but people started creating channels and that kind of stuff. And there was this guy who had a huge YouTube following, and he was at the Improv one night. And I'm trying to remember who was on the show with me. I think it was like me and Dean Del Rey and like somebody else, but we were like opening up for this guy, and we were like, who is this person? And the room was packed. It was like a main room show, packed. All to see this guy. And, I was hosting, so I had to like host the show and just run it along. And I remember going up to the guy and saying like, well, how much time do you want to do? And he was like, what do you mean? Yeah. And I was like, well, do you want to do like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, an hour? And he, without a beat, he's like, oh yeah, we'll do an hour. And I'm like, okay,
yeah, here we go.
And so he literally gets up there, and guys, I'm not even joking. The first 10 seconds, this kid just tanks in front of his family. Like his family's there. I think like the first thing he said was just something like, you know, he bashed the audience for being there. This is the first 10 seconds. He's just like, oh, you fuckers all came to see me. And he's like, hey, mom, my mom's a bitch. And everyone was like, what? And it was so quiet in there that I looked back. It was like one of those cinematic moments where like everything just went into place. And I just like lit a cigarette and just threw it on the ground and walked out. You know what I mean? Like one of those just like, ah, that'll do, pig. Like it was just perfect. Yeah, but I don't know whatever happened to that person at all. I wish I could remember his name, but that was one of my favorite moments of just watching someone so cocky and so then, like delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just eat it. It was so spectacular.
How much time did he end up doing?
Oh, I don't even know. I left.
Oh, you bailed.
I didn't even like stick around to watch. Like I didn't even close the show. I was just like, bye.
Yeah, we're done.
I brought him on stage, watched him eat shit, and left. It's the best job ever.
You know who closed the show? Gary Cannon. Because he's like, I got to host it somehow.
Oh, Gary.
If I can't open the show, I'll close it. Any stage time's wonderful. Gary just opened up for Jimmy O. Yang. Is that the gentleman's name?
Oh, he did?
At the Forum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Gary got Gary performed in front of 10,000 people.
Good for him.
Yeah. Gary's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's funny.
Doesn't he work for the Jennifer Hudson show?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah, he's the one.
Okay.
And in fact, he posted the photo of him at the end of season three of him and Jennifer, and she clearly does not want to be in that photo. He clearly.
And I am telling you.
I'm not taking the photo. We're not doing this. No. I almost gave that a standing ovation that in the movie, the Dreamgirls, when she sang that. God damn it. It was so wonderful. But knowing Gary, he drove her nuts to where she said, fine, in her head, I'll take the fucking picture so he'll stop asking me. They take the picture, and he posted it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's clear, no interest in taking that photo. Yeah.
let him dream.
Let
you
him
know?
Do his thing. He's a good guy. I like Gary just enough. And he's good. He's good. You know what he does? He fosters dogs.
Yeah.
Fosters dogs and tries to get others to do that as well. So,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Gary Cannon. Remember when he was here, Garen?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I said Garen, thinking I said it wrong, because I just said Gary. Mm-hmm.
Garen.
So in my head, it sounded like I was mispronouncing your name, when in fact, I nailed it.
You did.
Would you say probably the best I've ever said it?
You know what? Top three?
Thank you, Garen.
Yeah, I was up there.
Thank you very much. Will you email me the other two times that you think were better?
I don't think we need to know that. Fair. I think just hold on to the wins. Maybe it was the best. You know. Top three doesn't mean it was
could
three.
Could be anywhere in
You're
the
right.
three. Yeah.
Could be anywhere in
that
three.
Yeah, but usually that means third.
Mm.
I got top three for release forms today.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, so what? Who's up there with him?
Top three.
No, you were the... Jimmy, you gave him... You said he was top three because he filled out all the...
I most certainly did not say top three.
Oh. Wow. No, I did tell him that he was one of the best at that.
Oh, I thought... Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just said that he did it.
Well, you were very complimentary of... most people don't fill it out in completion.
There are two lines that... there's one at the top that says date, mm-hmm. and then there's one immediately, directly beneath your signature that says date as well. And how... I could see missing the one on top. I'll give you that one. How do you miss the one directly underneath your name?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I never miss a bottom, so.
That a boy. Hey. Now we're talking. One of your lot, right, Garen?
Yes.
We get to get in the corner and jerk it. hey, it's time for this.
He has no idea.
Letter game, starting with a letter. The letter game, hope my guess is better. You start with a letter and end with a name. It's never not funny. Letter game.
Garen sucks. All right, I played that first because you have the con, Matt.
I do.
And that means I go first.
Yeah.
And again, Justin, we're looking for, and then please do not say it until I ask you for it.
Okay.
We're looking for horror or sci-fi that begins with the letter B. Oh, there's some good ones.
Horror or sci-fi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with, and this was this was in the zeitgeist for a while. This was... on the tip of everybody's tongue for a while.
Okay.
But I imagine you haven't thought about it in years. But maybe you thought about it for this game. And there's a classic as well. Oh, there's two classics. Mm. But I'm going to go with the Blair Witch Project.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with the Blair Witch Project. Now, remember that. That was a very spooky movie that I had the pleasure of seeing via VHS when it was nobody knew anything about it yet.
Yeah.
And it was handed to me saying, watch this movie. You'll never believe what you're seeing. And it was, holy fuck, what did I just watch?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it all comes out and it's a movie. But
yeah, my college roommate had a seizure in that film.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Because it was like the
flashing lights.
Yeah.
And like threw up, I think, on like someone's shoes.
Oh, those poor shoes.
Yeah. It was a cinematic experience for sure.
Wow.
That was a good movie, though.
It was great.
I'm envious of your experience, Jimmy, because I think by the time, like, I saw it when it opened in theaters, but by the time it was in theaters, people knew it was not real. Like, it was purporting to be, but it was, you know.
Yeah, it was, when I saw it, Danielle and I were like, what the shit?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the internet was still kind of new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I still had web TV, and so, like, trying to find any information, and then you realize, oh, it's fake.
Yeah.
And then I said to my mom, who was in Chicago at the time, I'm coming into town next weekend. I'm going to take, don't look anything up about this film, this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring you. And then enough got out that
she heard.
So yeah, it's just, okay.
Yeah. Once you know, it's kind of like, you're just looking at it like, this is amateur.
You're watching an amateur movie.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, holy hell.
Yeah.
You know, found footage, right, Garen?
Yeah.
Guess what, Garen?
Sitting cross-legged on the floor. Jimmy goes around the hall.
have to say it. The song says it for me. Garen.
I'm watching Justin and wondering if Justin knows what's going on with that.
I know the song sounds familiar.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're concerned about the Garen sucks part?
Is yes. That yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, Garen. Justin, Garen sucks.
It's not that complicated.
It's not that complicated.
You've been here an hour, I'd say. You probably figured not it great out.
I don't get that vibe at all.
He's not great at his job. He's not great at life. He's a good friend.
Apparently, he did a good job of welcoming Justin into the building.
Yeah, very good.
That's one of his lot. He finally got excited. Oh, good. I can have a connection here, a conversation. Not the usual straight people in here that don't like to talk to you. They don't. They all say to me, don't
we did the Lady Gaga choreography in the hallway.
Oh,
yeah. A lot happens behind this door. You guys don't see.
By the way, I went on eBay to buy those Lady Gaga Oreos, and I couldn't find them. Will you send me the link? I don't know why I couldn't find them, because remember I wanted to buy them.
The pink ones? The Chromatica ones?
I don't know. We did a taste test of the Post Malones, and we enjoyed those. And so we wanted to try the Lady Gaga ones, and... because we want to try all celebrity
Oreos.
Celebrity Oreos, yeah. Oreos.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing this show almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. Any excuse to fill time.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't so long ago that they would be expired. Like, they're probably still good to eat.
Well, her album comes out the 7th.
Okay.
Her new album. So I'm sure there'll probably be some sort of...
Do you think they'll come back?
Maybe a new version of the Oreo.
But based on the theme of that new album, I don't know if I want to taste whatever the Oreo for the
Mayhem Oreos.
Yeah, it seems like it wouldn't... It's a little off-putting.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
And the good news is, if you like Lady Gaga, you're in good shape. Because the new song sounds exactly like every other song.
Mm. Well, it's a return to form, Jimmy. You know, she went down the Joanne path, and then she did the Star Is Born and whatever else, and now she's back to being a club weirdo.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Great concert. When Danielle and I went, great show.
Great concert. I would love to see her concert.
It was great. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Joanne tour, right?
It was
Chromatica Ball.
Yes. Thank you, Justin.
Yes.
Tell them again what it was called.
The what? Chromatica Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of was. We didn't see that one.
Which one did we see?
We saw the Joanne one.
No.
Yeah. The one that I went to?
Were we there at the
did
same
you see it
time?
At Dodger Stadium?
Yeah. No, it was.
No, we saw it at the Forum.
It was. That was Joanne.
Yeah, we saw the Joanne tour.
Yeah. We didn't see Chromatica.
Yeah, we didn't see Chromatica.
Oh.
That was
so it was just like acoustic COVID. Guitar?
No. We saw the whole shot. Yeah, we saw it was all...
It was not Chromatica.
It was not
Joanne tour must have had the dance hits.
This was tilting stages and, you know, lots of movement and a separate stage out in the middle. And
Was there fire?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Chromatica.
It wasn't Chromatica.
Dude, I'm telling you, Justin's right.
Pre-pandemic, right? Chromatica was the pandemic album, if I'm not mistaken.
That came out in 2020, and then the concert, I feel like, was in... 23?
Yeah, no, we did not.
We saw Lady Gaga.
Unless you went without
22 or 23.
Second time.
We saw her pre-pandemic, Garen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. Time flies.
Yeah.
Until January 20th of this year.
Yeah.
And it just hit the fucking brim. Man, the anchor can't be dragging the sand slower. Mm. Good Christ.
Do you like that new song, Garen? The Abracadabra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, yeah.
I can answer two questions. It's open to the floor.
If you like her, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
It's return to form.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of hoping that we at least get a couple more songs that are good. I didn't like it when there's like, okay, here's the two bangers that are out, and then the rest of it's like, okay. But hopefully, I'm optimistic.
Well,
she'll
deliver. She usually does.
Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't like the part where it's like abracadabra. Like, that part annoys me. The rest of the song is a normal Lady Gaga dance song. But
if I want to listen to Abracadabra, I'm listening to Steve Miller.
Hey, amen, brother.
Gotta reach out and grab you.
The Guardian says it's a fabulous return. Oh, my God. Hold on. These fucking ads.
You don't like
a fabulous return to her freaky first principles. 4 stars.
Okay.
Out of 5?
Out of 10.
Oh, that doesn't seem, that's not a very
4
good
out of 10? They
no,
give
it's
it
5, 4.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
That doesn't sound like a 4. Yeah.
4 out of 5 sounds good, but when you think about if you turn that into a grade in school, that's
it's a B.
A B minus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, B.
Is it a B minus?
All right, it's 80.
It could be a B plus.
80 out of 100 would be a B minus.
I think it's anywhere between 80 and 90. That's a B.
Well, then they should go 4.5.
They didn't.
Without being 90.
It says, excuse me, after some noteworthy musical and cinematic misfires.
She did?
What? Well, Joker 2.
Oh, yeah.
Gaga gets back to her core themes of sex, sleaze, and celebrity in an album that sounds not retro, but relevant.
Speaking of not wearing deodorant. Just sleaze and,
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to eat the Oreo of that. Sounds unpleasant.
Sleaze and sex Oreos.
Did you find those, Gary, in the Oreos?
Sleaze and sex.
I did.
On eBay.
That's a musky
Oreo. What's the problem?
They're expired.
I just typed in.
And you're wondering why I couldn't find them?
I'm wondering how you couldn't.
What's the price? What are we
talking? Yeah, maybe that was my problem. Dude.
There's one for 20.
What?
One for 500.
Get out of here.
That's the one I bought.
35. Yeah, they're priced all over the place.
Who's paying $500 for this?
$12.99.
Those are the ones I'm going to get.
Yeah.
$12.99 Oreos?
Well, they're not in stores anymore. It's like,
well, then what are you going to do? Eat them if they're not in the stores anymore?
Yes, we're going to do a taste test on
these
program.
Like bunker Oreos.
Yes,
Oreos seem very well preserved. I mean, I don't get the sense that they're very.
No. You will need 72 hours worth of food if we have to go to a bunker when we go into a civil war. So you don't want those Oreos?
You better have those Lady Gaga Oreos in the bunker.
You don't want a snack?
No, yeah. You got to have them.
Wait, I have a question about expiration dates.
Yeah.
So
we're the right place to ask.
Yes,
why won't this show end?
I've always thought that like when the expiration date, the Best Buy before that, okay, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a date. When you open that, does that date change? So say you open it, use half of it, and then put the lid back on and put it back in the fridge. Does that still stay fresh?
No.
It doesn't? How long do you have?
Well, you have to look at the thing because a lot of times it says use within 7 to 10 days after opening.
Yeah.
I never see those.
Yeah. If it's a dairy product.
Well, like dairy, yeah. But,
well,
like,
no, but, like, but even cheese, like cheese is in like it'll stay there. But once you open it, then it start the clock starts ticking. But I think that's true of anything. Like, let's say you have coffee.
Yeah.
Right, you have like, coffee, it's closed off from air.
Yeah.
Once you open it, some air gets in there, it's going to start degrading.
What about like tomato sauce?
He's asking about tomato
sauce. That's what I was exactly thinking about. I think once you open tomato sauce, you're supposed to use it within a week.
Are you really?
I think so.
I don't know if that's accurate.
It would say, it'll say on there. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
If it's cooked tomato sauce, I think you get more than a week. But if it's not, then it's...
Well, I assume they cook it before they jar it.
What tomato sauce are you just dumping on your pasta right out of the fridge?
Well, there might be.
You're
like
going cold tomato sauce?
If it's just
no, he's
like
saying it's cooked before they jar it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So that kills off something.
Because Evan's very like that. He's like, this has been in the fridge for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, but it says Best Buy by like 7:26.
No, you're wrong there.
Really?
Yeah, you're probably wrong there.
I think it depends on is probably not that much of a crisis.
For tomato sauce, I've had a 2-week tomato sauce. That's been open like that.
I think you're okay.
I think you're fine.
I'm with Justin. I think you're okay.
2-week tomato sauce, man. That's
the name of my fantasy baseball team. Johnny Laptop, why don't you give us a real answer?
Five to seven days.
After you open the tomato sauce?
Mm-hmm. Store the remaining tomato sauce in your refrigerator. Be sure to put the lid back in the jar as tightly as you can. Make sure to consume it within 5 to 7 days.
All right, there you go.
I'm just Munchausen by proxy to my household, just feeding my children mercury.
Yeah,
Gypsy Rose.
Put a little pledge in it. It'll be just fine.
I didn't even know that because I was like, no, the expiration date is, we're fine. And then it's like, no.
Well, you could freeze it.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems excessive, but if you froze it, then it's locked in, I would think, from the day you opened.
Then you worry about freezer burn at that point.
Yeah. You do worry about that. There's no question about that.
I'm always worried about that, Justin.
Oh yeah, that's just something I needed to.
I think that's a very. I think it's a great question.
Yeah,
I'm glad we.
I mean, obviously dairy. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, this is yeah. But like sauces and dressings and stuff like that.
My wife and I will have this conversation on a regular basis because she will say, oh no, it's good till August. I'm like, I don't think this is good.
Yeah. I think that when in doubt, use your nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
if I may, when in doubt, whip it out. We got ourselves a free for all. We're back to Ted Nugent.
Jesus Christ.
When in doubt, whip it out. God, me, rock and roll. It's a free for all.
Not a good policy, by the way.
One of his four good songs.
You think he's going to be the poet laureate?
I don't think he's in with Trump at the moment.
That's got to be Kid Rock. Kid Rock got the pole position on that job.
Yeah, he's great too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bobert's put on his name in the.
That's right.
Put his name in the hat.
You Michigan boy. People really got it going on.
We
man.
Got it going.
Yeah. A fine group.
You got a great governor. You got a great senator. A great congressperson. But otherwise, you guys are a fucking mess.
Well, our entertainers.
We're is this although, Michigan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the hand, right?
Yeah, that's the hand. Right yeah. There. Fucking saluting the Nazis. Oh. That whole thing up there, the mitten-headed idiots. Yes. They. Although Bob Seger's a good guy.
Okay.
He is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's into the auto people, right? Doesn't he mm-hmm. support the?
Yeah, but he's also a biker, so you might go, uh-oh, heads up. But he's on record saying Obama's the best president, and he's fully supported Biden and thinks Trump's a monster. So we like him.
What about Insane Clown Posse? Where do they stand politically?
That's a great question. Where do they stand?
I think they're not super plugged into it, but I think they're generally on the right side of things.
I think they're split.
Oh, you think so?
I think if you talk to both of them, they don't get along.
You think Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope are at odds?
I'm giving you a...
But I mean, that's what I called the insurrection was the Insane Clown Posse. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
For
you.
Knowing the names.
For knowing their names.
Oh,
Insane Clown Posse's Violent J hands Juggalo vote to Kamala Harris.
Yay! Okay!
With Daily Show endorsement.
I might have seen that. I think that was in my head somewhere. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, bottom line, they're very listenable.
their harmonies just get better with age.
Thank you for getting it, Justin. Yeah. Thank you. What's going on, Garen? Anything going on?
What's going on? No, not much. I'm just, you know, doing my thing.
Wait, did we get the movie?
No. We go all the way around.
Oh, okay. No, it's like, was that the right answer?
I thought there was something I wanted to tell you guys.
There has to be something, Garen.
There really
is. Search your feelings.
Is it?
You know it to be true.
I haven't been watching anything. I haven't gone to the... I watched Hellraiser 3. You guys want to hear about Hellraiser 3?
No.
It's gay as hell.
Mm,
I
perfect.
Realized. Lesbian.
No.
That turned quick.
That's a 180.
That turned quick.
Yeah, Hellraiser. What is it?
What's going on? Are we fucking that guy's head?
Is it you, Hellraiser? Like a U-Haul? But like, just like...
Actually...
A U-Haul with pins all over it?
The two main female characters, she asks her to move in.
Yeah. 1 week after dating.
The day after. You can stay here. I got a room.
Oh,
you
perfect.
You can just stay here.
So they were in early on that trope.
It's funny. Mm. Yes, it's very funny. They're not supposed to be, but they clearly...
Yeah.
Clearly,
how are you enjoying having no roommate? Is it lonely or is it great?
Here's the thing. I realize that I'm a like a solitary person. I don't need people around me all the time. But I lock the house up as if I don't know. Like my bedroom door is locked, the screen door is locked, the front door is locked.
Nobody's getting in.
No one's
what part of
in.
Town do you live in?
Sherman
Van Nuys. Van Nuys.
South Sherman Oaks.
Van Nuys.
South Sherman Oaks.
North Sherman Oaks.
The
like
hard
North
part. Yeah. The south side of Sherman.
Yeah.
In So-Sherm.
Yeah.
So-Sherm. Yeah. But then I realized I could just be naked right now and just watch anything I want completely nude.
Nobody does that.
Don't. They don't?
Sure, I mean, we all do it.
Unless there's a tarp on your couch or something.
Yeah, you're throwing down a tarp.
Are you on a towel?
No, I got that sprayed protection spray stuff.
Hmm?
Yeah, you know, you spray your fabrics and it protects your fabrics.
Febreze? Yeah.
It makes it so you can wipe it down.
What?
You never heard of that?
What are you like, talking about?
Treatments you can put on your...
Like
your
Fabric Guard or something?
Yeah.
If you have pets.
Mr. Clean Dry Eraser?
Yes. My whole couch is just...
Yeah, just those little shards.
It's not very comfortable.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
But it's clean.
I've never had one of those work for me.
They suck.
They
suck.
They're horrible. Really? They fall apart in your hand and they don't do it.
Well, that part sucks.
They take paint off the wall.
It's the worst.
Oh, right. Why? What don't you? What have you tried it on? It hasn't worked.
Blood.
Blood. No, I think actually I wanted it. Like I had white sneakers, and I wanted to just like kind of clean up the edges and just disintegrate it. I was like, this is stupid.
It's too powerful.
The
for
worst.
A sneaker. Yeah.
I was like, I could have just thrown them in the washer, and it would have been fine.
Was it canvas?
Yeah. It's just like, I think they were like...
Canvas is tough to clean.
I think they were like Vans. Like, and they were just like falling apart. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Baseboards, I think, too. There was like some baseboards, and then like that's when I gave up cleaning baseboards.
That was the day? Yeah, no one's looking down there. Don't worry about it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you who's looking down there. Me. I'm obsessed with baseboards. I really... I wish I was kidding. I've got a...
crown molding. Don't get me started.
You are reading my mind, sir. All right, well, Garen, what's your movie guess then, since you have nothing in your life to talk about?
I thought you were going to take it the way you were describing yours.
Oh.
Mine would be the other zeitgeist horror movie that was out for a while, The Babadook.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Babadook!
I don't think it's going to be that.
Babadook. Which, by the way, did you know is a gay icon?
No.
Yeah.
Yep. You know why it's a gay icon?
I don't.
Because Netflix messed up. And for some weird reason, they put the Babadook movie in with the LGBT films to watch. Like, I don't know what happened. Huh. It was just some glitch. And immediately overnight, the Babadook became a gay ally.
It was rolling on it.
Oh, yeah. I want to say it was like maybe a Pride 2. When did the Babadook come out? Like, couple of years ago,
they put a Pride version of that on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
the cover was like rainbow.
Oh, they
really?
They went in on it. Oh, yeah, there was like people dressed up as the Babadook for Pride. Like it was pretty spectacular.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Well, great. Maybe that's your guess then, Garen. I mean, yeah. We know that's your guess. Maybe your guess is correct.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I'm going to move over to your right, my left. It's Sale at Elliot Hopeberg. He's
Hello.
Behind Video Village there. He's in from the Vowel House.
Yeah.
Everything going all right with you and Irma?
Yeah. The Ramadan fasting drama has been dealt with. We tried the, instead of 4:30 in the morning, upstairs. Mr. Roper's having some trouble.
Yeah.
He's downstairs.
Oh, is he downstairs? Yeah, who's upstairs then?
God.
Well, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
The Babadook.
Yeah, so Justin, my girlfriend is observing Ramadan, and uh-huh. she wants to get up a little bit before the sunrise, where she has to start fasting to have like a beverage of some sort. And the first night she did it, she was stirring it in the kitchen, and the sound of the I live in a loft, so it's basically all one room,
uh-huh.
and the sound of the spoon against the glass woke me up. Uh-huh. So we talked a little about it. She was very accommodating
what was the solution? You pre-stirred that the night before?
Did you grab her glass and throw it against the wall? Jesus, you're like, I said to be quiet. Men need to sleep.
That's right. I'm the man, you know.
Here.
So we tried a little thermos. She had a little thermos.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't big enough, so she moved to, speaking of pasta sauce, she moved to a cleaned pasta sauce jar.
Mason jar?
It's basically,
yeah.
For all intents and purposes. And so put stuff in there, stir it before you go to bed, and then when you go to drink it in the morning, just a little shake.
Give it a shake.
Yeah. And I also...
That seems to be working?
Just get one of those like coffee wands.
I was picturing
those
that, too.
Those are so easy.
Yeah,
oh, like a those.
Yeah, but that's going to wake him up. This guy's a light sleeper.
I kind of am.
He's a light... Well, maybe she could just walk outside.
So she went from a glass to a spoon, and then you're like, no, here's a mason jar.
Yeah, but it's already... It's already
stirred.
Shake it up.
Just a little shake up.
How long does Ramadan last?
It's a month.
She's going to do this for a month?
Yeah, but she can eat after... sunset. She just can't eat during the daylight hours.
Yeah. Sun's up.
Wish I had her discipline.
Right?
Here.
I thought Ramadan was like in September.
No. You're thinking of Rosh Hashanah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Idiot. And that's like a day or two.
Oh, now I'm the problem. I just remember going to, where were we? Egypt.
Okay.
And it was crazy. And they were celebrating some like holy day. And there was a woman walking with a table, a four-legged table on her head on fire.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. I'm not sure that's Ramadan.
Okay. Well,
that sounds great, though.
Somebody that wants to eat.
It was something. It was some holiday.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Garen, look up a fire table holiday. Egypt.
I love it. It's like, first of all, you weren't into Egypt. You were in Times Square. Second of all, no. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like August, September. It was some sort of, it was like summer holiday.
Are you sure that wasn't just a Cirque du Soleil show?
No, I know. Could you imagine?
Rosh Hashanah is usually September, October.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's early September. Sometimes it's late September. Let me see if there's something in August.
I mean, it was in Egypt, so it was like...
Yeah, that's Muslim, right?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
Arabic?
Yeah, definitely Arabic. Well, actually, I'm not sure that's true either, because there's... I think Egypt is a different cultural background.
Hmm.
I know that there's... I'm ignorant.
There's a famous soccer player from Egypt named Mo Salah, and I think he's Muslim. That's what
I mean, you can be. I'm just saying that I think Egypt has its own separate thing as well.
Hmm.
The pyramids were not... from Islam or Arabic, and that's, I think, where it comes
from.
What
about my boy King Tut?
Was he Muslim?
He's
a pharaoh.
He's
his background.
I guess that's
there
his,
is
his own thing.
Pharaohic.
Revolution Day, which is July 23rd.
That's 5 days before my birthday. Does that play into that? Chicken soup, my birthday.
That could have been it.
Well, you were there in September, though, right?
Something. I don't remember. It was like 2009. It was like, I remember it being summer, and it was just...
All right, Google 2009 fire table.
Fire table lady. It's just me waving. I just don't remember. For some reason, I thought that was like they were celebrating Ramadan, because they were like, oh, it's a holy week or something like that. And we were all just like on a bus, like, this is insane. And that was the first and last time I went to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's, I can't say this correctly, but Eid al-Fitr?
There it is.
Which is that's breaking the fast of Ramadan for 3 days.
Okay.
And that, but the dates they have are of the Islamic calendar. So I don't know what.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They are. Again, I mean, I could look it up. But
look up my birthday.
Yeah, it was wild.
I really think my birthday's involved in this.
And they were just, yeah, it was like sunset was happening and they were all just living. They were in the streets just like celebrating. So
that's in March, though. That's not it.
No.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Prophet Muhammad's birthday?
No, July 28th is the one I'm talking about.
That's in September.
Oh, maybe it was that.
Yeah, it could be that.
Could have been that.
All right, listen, who cares? and by that, I mean, I care about your story. I don't care about this 45-minute...
Oh, especially because, I mean, we've really hit the outer limits of Garen's research ability. Like, he's not good at it. You're overtaxing his very limited skill set.
Computers can start smoking. What do you got?
So I just want to say, I did look this up from Wikipedia. Egyptians are not Arabs, but they are generally Muslim. But they were Pharaohists previous to that.
I see.
And they speak Arabic, even though they are not typically Arabs.
Great.
All right.
He's a boy king.
That's right. Did you get anything on that flaming table, though?
No, I left that to Garen. I wanted to
hit a bullseye. Could have just been some nutty woman who does that on a nutty basis.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like, oh, I love their traditions here.
Oh, that's Sarah.
No, that's fentanyl. That's
What's your movie guess?
You guys have been going down the horror path.
Mm-hmm. You went sci-fi. I know what you're going to say.
I went sci-fi.
Yeah, say it.
Knowing it's Matt, he's probably not going to pick this, but Back to the Future.
Oh,
that's good.
That's not the one I thought you were going
to
say.
There is another one, but I think Back to the Future is the more Matt choice.
I'm mad I didn't say mine to be the other one, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
Back to the Future. Which one?
I'm just going Back to the Future, original flavor.
If he says three, you're still a winner.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's generous of you.
Justin, what is your guess for a sci-fi or a horror film that begins with the letter B?
One of my favorite films in the horror genre is one that recently came out a couple years ago, and that is Barbarian.
Oh yeah.
Which is one of my favorite horror films.
Great film.
It's really good.
Which is terrifying because it's about an Airbnb.
Yep.
And what lies beneath the Airbnb.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really good. And a great twist in the beginning.
You should know, Mother has sat in that very chair.
Yeah.
Really?
We had the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mama. Mama.
Well, I'm honored. I feel this is a full circle moment.
He's 7'2"? How tall is that guy?
He's very
tall.
He came in. That was a guy.
Yeah, big guy.
Unfolds himself very to walk into a room.
It just reminds me of...
None of us can remember his name.
It's Matt. Okay. Just call him Mother. Matt call him Mother. I remember staying in an Airbnb in Memphis for a wedding, and it was like a full-on Barbarian house. It looked like the house from the outside.
Gulp.
It was like stairs that went up to this just house by itself on this dark corner. Mm-hmm. I remember there being like a secret room.
What?
It was weird. It was a 100-year-old house.
Oh, boy.
And whoever had the Airbnb... I mean, it was some girl named Stacy, I'm sure, and she was like, here's my book, sign the guest book, and feel free to do everything, but, I'm like, no but, she's like, just make sure to lock the doors and be respectful of the neighbors, all that kind of stuff, but like, there was a moment where, and I'm not lying when I say this, I was asleep in the bed, and something tugged my foot in the middle of the night.
Jesus.
And it was like, I was asleep and it was like, huh! Swear to God.
What?
Yeah. Something tugged my foot.
And there was a locked door that
there
you...
There was a locked door. Well, there was a closet.
Yeah.
And then you open the closet and there's just like this weird wood that was just kind of off. It didn't match with any of the other wood. And I was like, I don't know. And there was a lock on that.
Oh, boy.
So I remember calling the host the next day and being like,
Stacey.
She's like, how was everything? Is everything good? I'm like, yeah, but I just have a question. Have there any been like reports of like ghosts or anything here? And she literally says, well,
that's not a good start to that sentence.
It's funny you say that. And I'm like, oh, no. She's like, the house was built, you know, 100 years ago. And da 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 da. And I'm like, OK, cool. So, yeah, it was haunted for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Was but kind of cool.
Wow, great story.
See, I love spooky shit. Like, yeah. I can handle that. But like,
did you stay there before or after you saw Barbarian?
Oh, after. This has been after.
Yeah. So it was probably in your head a little bit.
No. I mean, it wasn't like right after I saw the film. It was just like, I remember seeing the movie and being like, that was so good. But like definitely going into the Airbnb and like, we're staying at the Barbarian house. Perfect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it was very similar. But yeah, I just remember, that was wild.
Was there ever thought that it could have been Stacey's mom? Because I understand she's got it going on.
I'm going to give you this chip back.
Give it to me. Come on. Yes. Come on. Yeah. Right? Good. Very nicely used.
Very nice. Good.
Very good.
There we go. All right. Let's get the fans. Now, these are just the fans trying to match Matt as well.
Do we have
We got enough, I think.
We should have a couple. At least a few.
We do.
Well, the two classics are The Birds and Blade Runner, I thought about.
Could I take a throwaway guess?
Yeah, of course.
Battleship Earth.
Sure.
With John Travolta.
The great Scientology film.
Yeah. Sure. Just go extreme.
I think we turn that down a little bit. Why is it so quiet?
He's really pushing for Back to the Future.
Oh, you're being nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
My apologies.
No worries. I'm going to throw a couple that I know are not on the fans list.
Okay.
Big Hero 6.
Oh, that's Disney.
Yeah, but it's a sci-fi.
But we're talking Disney, dude.
A Boy and His Dog.
Yeah, that's about a boy and his dog.
I don't know what that is.
Don Johnson, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
Is that the very first, like, when he was a...
I think so. When he,
like, before Miami Vice, right?
Is it horror?
I believe it's sci-fi.
It's like a post-apocalyptic
thing. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
A Boy and His Dog?
Is it like Omega Man?
Kind of.
Huh.
It's not exactly that, but there's a similarity. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Oh, it's
but it is my number one pick.
When Don Johnson made it, it was one of those things where, like, you know, and that we all had to have an interest in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's not brand new. He also did this. And like, okay.
In the post-nuclear war United States of 2024.
Oh, right. Boy. Maybe we don't want to watch that after. And also, I don't think anybody, I hope nobody slept on this. Boo! A Madea Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
That could be considered comedy.
That old classic.
So. Yes.
I mean, it could be.
No. All right, so number 10.
Yes.
Battlefield Earth.
From the fans.
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Number 9. Bodies.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't either. Things. I think, Amazon.
Mm.
It's a horror comedy, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
8.
Butterfly Effect.
With Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 7. Birdemic. Shock and Terror.
Oh, yeah. Good old sci-fi channel.
And actually, because we've got a couple of comedy ones in there. Brazil's mentioned, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Barbarella. These are beyond number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then The Blob.
Blob.
With, that's not Paul Newman.
No, Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen, yeah. Okay.
The remake is fantastic.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah?
That's great.
I don't.
Just watch it. It's great.
Just trying to stay positive.
It's got a Dylan in it.
Matt one Dillon? Of the Dillons?
It's not Matt. It's the other one.
Kevin.
Kevin Dillon.
He's got good calves.
That's what we know about Kevin Dillon.
We know about him.
Then we got The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was my guess.
Blade Runner.
Ooh. Blade Runner was should have been my guess.
Did you say also The Birds?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Barbarian.
Mm-hmm. That's what our friend here said.
And Justin. Number one from the fans, The Babadook.
The Babadook. That's what you said, Garen.
Wow.
That's
what I said.
Wait, who said The Babadook?
I did.
Garen.
You did.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I mean, how are you doing? I just might have fallen asleep in the middle of my own sentence. Forgot who I was talking to.
Oh, and actually, would we consider Blade to be sort of sci-fi horror?
I do. Yeah. I think it's slightly both of those genres.
Yeah, slightly both.
So let's find out if anybody matched.
All right,
please give us your 5.
Here we go. Number 5, a movie I remember coming out when I was in college. I think it's horror. Blink.
I looked up Blink, and that...
It might be a thriller.
Is that Madeline Stowe?
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. She's blind.
I remember it because I was in a screenwriting class in college, and the professor could not get over what a bad title Blink was for a movie.
She about,
was
just like, about blind people?
She was just like, Blink, it doesn't say anything. It's a terrible title. Mm. She's very mad about the title Blink.
I got no problem with the title.
I mean, I think it's fine. But I didn't see it, so maybe she was onto something. Number four, Blue Beetle? Anyone?
No, no one saw that.
Anyone?
I mean, I guess that's sci-fi.
That's a good.
It's sci-fi.
That's a DC comic. Movies.
I thought so.
That's a title I don't care for.
Hmm. Yeah. Wait, you guys saw it?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't see it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Really?
You?
My good friend Elliot?
No, I think I'm just shocked people saw that movie.
I'm with you, brother.
I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it on television.
Yeah.
But is it?
It's from the kid with Cobra Kai, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Where he's actually good in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because everyone on that show is probably a decent actor. Yeah. They just have been horribly directed.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, that... But the problem is that when that came out, it was like, this just looks like every fucking superhero movie. It's, it's a kid who's got the powers, and now what am I doing?
I mean, it's not unique, but it's, I mean, if you compare it to everything else.
We got that George Lopez in there too, right?
Yeah, he's like the dad, right?
Doesn't he show up with his facial
uncle
hair?
Uncle or something?
Yes. Yeah, he's his uncle or something like that.
Yeah.
You got the power of the Beetle.
It was like it's in the room.
If that's not in the movie, it should have been. All right, number three.
Yeah,
we just talked about it, and I'm confirming. I believe it belongs. Blade.
All right, that's with our buddy Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's right. And he came back for the Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah,
good for him.
It was exciting for everyone, or someone. A few people were excited. Others indifferent.
Yeah.
Number two, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner number two.
Number two.
That means there's a chance of a winner here.
I will say, if I thought of it first, that probably would have been number one. But what I thought of first, and we do have a winner.
Oh!
Remind what you said.
I said the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project.
The Babadook.
Back to the Future.
Barbarian.
The number one answer, the first thing that I thought of, The Babadook!
Yay! Oh! Garen Cockrell gets the con!
Tennising it around. That's a phrase.
We've gone back and forth the last 3 weeks.
And the good news is Garen's deep in the woods in horror and sci-fi, so what will C bring us?
Yeah.
Get the cash from the coffee can, the Dane coffee can.
Oh, that's fun.
And we're going to pay out $5 here.
Good for you. You know he lives alone now, right?
Yeah.
Go get that money.
Swim in that $5.
Garrett sucks. All right. Listen, here's what we do. We pay out do this Joker's Wild style. We're going to all count to five by fives, which means I'm going to say and. Then we all just go five. And Matt's going to whip this at Garen, and we can see if Garen catches it.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you going to whip it, or are you going to do the Frisbee like you did last time?
I'm going to whip it. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, the fail. We're going to call it a failure of the recorder launch of a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes.
I tried to roll the money up like a dart and shoot it out of a recorder.
Like a blow dart?
Yeah, it did not work.
Do you want a watermelon slingshot?
Yeah. That's a great idea. I'm going to work on that for future episodes.
Get a slingshot.
But yeah.
Or a watermelon.
Oh, would you put it inside a watermelon?
Put the $5 in a watermelon.
Yeah. In the face, he'll be fine.
Like a magic trick. Yeah.
But I do think if I got a real blowgun, I think I could make the...
Yes, that's not a real blowgun. That's a recorder.
But I thought it'd serve as one, and it didn't. But so I'm going to work on the slingshot, and I'm going to work on the blowgun for future. But right now it's just a crumpled up bill.
Okay, here we go.
And we go.
And five.
Oh, that was a bad throw. I apologize.
Yeah, but the ricochet was.
It's right
bad.
Under your shoe.
Oh, yeah. We know you're having leg issues, though. Oh, you're going to be okay?
Oh, guys.
Oh, your legs all askew.
Then you don't get the money. Sorry.
Just spray that chair down when you're done.
You spray that chair down. Justin, it was a delight having you here.
Oh, so much fun.
An absolute delight.
That went by so fast.
A first-time win, I'm going to say.
I agree.
I'll take it.
We always welcome, we love having new people, and we love when they fit in like they've been here a million times, and you did just that.
I appreciate that.
Sometimes
this was really, really fun.
Clunkaroos. You were not.
I'm sure there's, yeah.
Do you have guests on your show, or is
I
it
do,
just
I do.
Run your mouth?
I do. I have, well, I do both. Yeah, I have comedians on, and actors and stuff like that, and yeah, mainly comedians.
Right, again, it's called Just Saying.
Just Saying with Justin Marndell on YouTube, Comedy Store Studios, and then you can catch me on tour. I believe. Let's see. What? So the 13th, I am in. I'm sorry. The Yes. The 12th, I'm in Houston. The 13th, I'm in San Antonio. And then the 20th, I'm in New York at the New York Comedy Club. 21st, Stanford, New York Comedy Club. And then April 10th, I believe, Seattle, Washington.
Love it.
So, yeah, got some dates coming up.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
What's the – is there a theme to your podcast or is it just chat to chat?
It's honestly just like pop culture. It's weird shit in the news. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of catching up and interviewing – like my guests and stuff. Yeah. It's really, it's
kind of
really
like this bullshit.
Yeah, very much that kind of a theme. Yeah.
Got it.
Occasional games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun. It's just a good riff.
Cool.
I like the name Occasional Games.
Mm-hmm. Occasional Games.
Occasional Games with Jimmy Pardo. I'm on board. That's similar to Playing Games.
Yeah.
But it's a rebranding. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's put those back out with the new theme song. Hey, we got a new show. Wait a minute. This sounds very familiar. Justin, thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Don't forget, my tour dates are up. We just added Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. which is exciting. St. Louis looking iffy, by the way. Okay. St. Louis in October may not be happening after all, but there's plenty of time between now and October for that to be worked out.
Or is there?
Maybe there's not. That's a good point. The world could crumble.
That's what I was saying. When you first brought it up, I was like, that's a long time away. We don't know what's going to be happening.
I know it. But all the dates that have links are available at JimmyPardo.com, so go and get that. And, of course, all the new tour merch is up as well. Buy it online. Save yourself from waiting to say hello to me. Get it online. Get it early. Or buy it when you're at the club. But I won't have all sizes with me. So safety first. Buy it online. Get it while you can is what I'm saying. Limited supplies. That's it. We're done. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, looking over there. There's the big winner today. Garen Cockrell behind Video Village. There he is. He slept in because of the jar. That's Elliot Hochberg. The honcho Matt Belknap, our new friend Justin Martindale. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.